Caribbean.
The Upper Room.
It's the J. Rouse Show coming up next on the TGR's Radio Network, dial.
The following is rated TV MALSV. It contains strong language, violence, and nudity. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Spoken!
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah!
You gonna take me home tonight?
Online radio at its best. Online radio at its best.
Hey,
if you're ready, map of the South.
Let's do this.
I'm telling you, I am first very honored that you would join me tonight.
He has a very limited time spot, so we want to bring in Mr. Alan Farrell right away.
Hey, how are you, Kathleen?
You know what? I'm going to make you do what I do, baby.
Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
It's time for the serious side of the J. Rouse Show.
Don't try to call me out, princess. You can take your love and true purpose and stick it. She's a bitch.
Say what?
Oh, guess who's back in the home of the free and the free of the brave? I'm back, y'all. Welcome into another fucking fresh edition of the J. Rouse Show. 347-850-1272 is our calling number. 347-850-1272. Let me do this. Mwah! Kisses for all the girls in the world. I do mean worldwide. Arabian Nights, baby. Except for one that she knows who her black ass is. High fives and fist bumps to all the fellas. Let me tell you, this has been a whirlwind experience. I am back in the house, but I'm telling you, you go to the show page, there's nothing there. Hey, look. I'm still on Saudi time. What do you want me to do? But I tell you what, the QOD tonight is unfinished business. You know, every now and then we'll ask people to send us questions, and we have so many questions that we never answered, so I'm dusting those off. We're going to continue to march. I'm going to go out there and let people know that we're going to talk about it today so you can come in and get the answers to your questions. Folks, you know what we do. We got a three-minute commentary coming up for you in a matter of seconds. Plus, we have a weather update. Of course, we're praying for those people who are affected by that horrible storm. I tell you, it's tough, but it's time to get the party started. Are you ready? We're coming. Mr. L.E.S., we're coming. We're here, T.O.
It's a popcorn, man.
The J. Rouse Show starts now.
You never know, that's the point. Go.
You are out in serious, the number one talk radio show on BTR right now.
I'm kind of ready for some action now.
So you're excited too?
And you know this, man!
We take so much for granted.
Like going to school.
Watching TV.
Seeing a movie.
Keeping warm at night.
It's easy to forget that every day,
millions of people living in poverty
are fighting for their lives.
Progress is being made.
Tens of millions more kids in school. Millions more people on life-saving AIDS medicine. And malaria deaths cut in half in countries all across Africa. But more needs to be done.
This is not about charity.
It's about justice.
Justice.
It's about equality.
Over the course of history,
young people,
people like us, have made a difference.
We have changed laws.
We have broken barriers.
We have decided elections.
We can defeat
extreme poverty
and preventable disease
by all working together
across borders,
time zones,
and cultures.
Through awareness,
advocacy,
and action.
As college students, you have the power. You have the power to build a better future.
Create a buzz.
The more people talk,
the more we can accomplish. You and me.
All of us. Coming together.
As one.
One.
As one.
Join us.
At one.org.
The views and opinions expressed during the three-minute commentary are not necessarily the views and opinions of the J. Rouse Show. J's three-minute commentary starts now.
Black on black crime. You know, every now and then we have to get serious about what's going on in our communities across this great nation of ours. It's so crazy sometimes. You know, one of the shows that I love to watch is The First 48. And the reason why I love that show is because it really shows the hard work and determination of our nation's law enforcement officers, how they solve crimes and how they bring criminals to justice. But the most disturbing part of that show is the fact that most of the people who they bring to justice are, you've guessed it, look like me, and probably you. So now here's the dilemma that we have. Why are we killing each other, young brothers and sisters? Why? I mean, I've seen episodes where people have gotten killed over $20. I've seen episodes where people have gotten killed over bad drug deals. I've seen episodes where little kids have gotten killed just by random shooting. Don't you know that this is not what this is all about? Don't you guys understand that a lot of our ancestors and a lot of the people back in the past and in the 60s, they died so we can have the ability to walk this earth to be free here in this country? Don't you get it? Don't you understand that? Just think about this. Just think of Martin Luther King and all the people who were alive during the 60s were around to see what's going on today. They would be just disappointed, I would believe. Because the bottom line is that, listen, we don't need to worry about the white man, per se, destroying us, because that's what everybody always says. Oh, the white man is just the white man is that, whatever. Now, I'm not going to sit here and say that racism doesn't exist, because it does. But let's stop blaming the white man for everything that goes wrong in your life. Because when I look around and when I see what's going on in some of these neighborhoods, to me, it's all about education and parenting. And the biggest problem I see is that we're killing and we are destroying ourselves from within. That's what this is all about. So, folks, please, parents, anyone who's within the sound of my voice, please take a few minutes to talk to your young kids. Please take a few minutes to tell people and let them know how important and precious life is. Because it's not a video game. You don't get three strikes. Once you're dead, you're dead. That's my thought. That's my opinion. And I'm sticking to it.
That concludes the three-minute commentary. Now back to the show.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to make you do what I do, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce you to a good friend of mine. Put your hands together.
Yeah.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, who is the coolest brother of them all? Is it Mr. Elias?
Man, welcome back, baby. What's crack-a-lackin'? What's crack-a-lackin'?
Oh, man, did you miss me, dog? Did you miss me, dog?
Man, I missed you like I miss jockeys, baby. I missed you like I miss jockeys.
You're damn lie. I heard you. I heard all those sentimental things you were saying. Oh, I don't know if I can live without him if something happened to him. I said he about to be a bitch and start crying on the air, crack, baby.
I don't know what I would do without you in my life, but hell, sometimes I like to try it and see. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, yeah, whatever. I heard you. I heard you, Mr. Elias. Yeah, I heard you. Sentimental Jack.
You also hear me call you a fat bastard, too. I know you heard that, too, didn't you?
Well, I didn't hear that part. I heard the other part. I heard the good stuff.
You don't want to hear what you want to hear, baby.
That's right, baby. That's what I want to hear. Damn, Skippy. So what the hell's been going on, Mr. Elias? What's happening with you, my brother?
Man, everything is everything, baby. I can't complain, man. I cannot
you
complain.
You sound happy.
I am happy.
You sound happy.
Man. Should I not be happy, man? Should I call
in? Well, I don't
know. Let me give you a synopsis of the way you were.
Yeah, give me one, please. Yeah.
Hey, how's everybody doing? Oh, I just woke up. I'm in Qatar. Don't you ever call into my show when I'm hosting the show and you talk like that. Don't you ever
Hey, man,
that.
Bump you. How about
that?
Sorry, ass. I ain't thinking about you.
Here you are. You
clown.
Hey, all of you. Damn,
yeah,
You think about me all the time, so stop lying. Black basket.
Yeah, I think about you. I need another lover like I need a damn hole in my head. Just sorry, sap sucker. Take your ass on somewhere. Well, I'm glad to be back, and I'm here to tell you, it's been a whirlwind.
Glad you had a safe trip, man. Glad you had a safe trip, man. I'm glad that plane lifted your big ass off the ground, too. Ooh, that's what I was really worried about.
Hey, man, I'm done talking to you. I'm done talking to you. Okay. I'm done. There's nothing left to say. You bring him in first war.
Because he brings him no more beat music. Isn't that right?
No, he does not, you idiot.
I thought he had more beat music.
He doesn't
what
let
the hell are you talking on? Hold your mic.
But the title alone gets two snaps up.
Then he played the wrong one. Lord have mercy. Help him out. What's
happening?
Nah, this guy, man.
What's up, Jay? Welcome back from flying overseas and back on Fat Bastard Airlines. I'm glad you made it home safely.
Hey, man, let me tell you something. If I didn't like you,
I didn't like you. You're sorry, bastard. How about that? You're sorry. Self. So I'm glad you're back,
did you
Curtis.
Have the trip, man?
I did. Let me. That's Rookie, man. Hey, man, Mr. Rook. Rookie, man. Hold up, man. Looks like I may be back in control, man. You just playing all the wrong
look,
music.
Dude.
What's wrong with your mic, man?
Thank you. What do you mean, what's wrong?
He's on Skype tonight.
He's on what?
Skype. I'm on Skype.
He's on
what's
Skype tonight, but
about?
He sounds good. We talked before the show. He sounded great. So you're going to have to remember, if Mr. Elias is on Skype, there's going to be about a one-second delay, so when you ask him something, give him a chance to hear it and then answer, or else it'll just be awkward all night long.
But wait a minute. I'm talking about the fact that he doesn't see. Sounds like Rich Sister when she calls in.
Well, Rich Sister's on Skype, too, but I would imagine Mr. Elias has a better internet connection than Rich Sister.
No, you never know that guy. So what
the
hell's been going on, Ernest?
I mean, the cricket phone office has got a better internet connection than Richard.
I know, right? What the hell is happening? What's going on with you?
Hey, man, it's I'm better than I was last week. It's cold here, and
You live in New York. What do you expect?
We were going out today. Yeah, you know what, though? I'm not complaining because usually it's like somebody flips the switch here after Labor Day. And it just drops 20 degrees all of it. You know, it's 80 one day and then 65 the next from then on out. It's been a slow cool down this year. But, no, we got up today, kind of messed around, and then, you know, just around the house. And then around noon or 1, it's like, let's go to Target. And let's go get something. They said, let's go get something to eat, and then let's, you know, run to Target, pick up a couple things. Well, I have one of these big kind of flannel jackets like you kind of wear in the fall. You know, they're kind of lined, and it's flannel and plaid on the outside. And it's got two pockets on the chest, one on either side. So I put it on, and I thought, man, it feels like something in that pocket, you know. And I reach in there, and there's two old lottery tickets, like scratch-offs. And they've been through the washer and everything. And I'm looking at them like, well, let me try to scratch these off. And I couldn't really tell if I won anything. So I took them down to the liquor store, and they scanned it, and I had $40 sitting in my pocket on this scratch-off ticket. So I was happy. I just $40 out of the blue just fell in my lap. So I was happy camper today.
Man, you know, you're the only guy I know that finds money, get money on the internet. What the hell are you doing, man? What the hell is up with you? Are you really like an undercover mob boss?
No, let me tell you something, Jay. It's funny you say it because I mentioned you the other day because there was something on TV about free turkeys. And I just casually, as a joke, mentioned to my roommate. I said, you know what? I'm going to get us a free turkey. And he just looks at me like I'm crazy. And he's like, how are you going to do that? And I'm like, I've gotten us free pizza. I've gotten our DirecTV bill down to 80 cents. But listen, I got our DirecTV bill down to 80 cents for the next 11 months. I'm like, I'll get us a damn turkey. And then Ryle and them teased me about getting free pizza and all this other stuff. You know, he's always calling me Mr. Freebie or whatever on there. So I said, I'm going to get us a turkey. I'm going to show you. I'm going to get us a turkey this year. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. But
Now, the hell with that. I'm talking about
say
the damn
direct.
How the hell did you get this 11-cent thing? Hell, the hell with what he's talking about. Well, how the hell you do that?
I got our DirecTV bill down to 80 cents, 80.
Wow.
Because on DirecTV, when you refer somebody, you get $10 off a month for 10 months, and they get $10 off a month for 10 months. You know, so it's basically $100 over the course of 10 months. Well, I run a blog that has a DirecTV. I run a couple of blogs. That's how I make money in life. I do a whole lot of blogging, and a lot of people, because one is kind of an entertainment-type blog, and we're always talking about DirecTV, and people say, I said, you know, look, if you need a referral, let me know. And people ask me for the account number, because that's what you send. You know, they say that on TV, give your friends your account number, and then I suddenly get an email, and it's like, hey, your friend, you know, Bill Graham or whatever, just sign up for DirecTV. You both get $10 off a month for the next 10 months. And that just kept happening. So I just posted on my Facebook wall, it's 80 cents until, like, next August or so. I'm like, I told my roommate, I said, I got this one. I got this. I'll pay the DirecTV bill for the next 10 months.
You're so mad.
I'll send, right. I'm literally, no, I'm going to send DirecTV $8. I'm going to literally have no bill until next August or something.
Oh, God. All right, man. It's time to bring in our baby.
Oh. Oh, that one.
How many do we have?
Only one.
Drop off.
Emergency whistle. Almost having a big O.
side.
Put your ponchos on.
That's the only thing I've seen. They both had the same amount of time. So.
Okay, Ann. What does that have to do with anything, Miss Elias?
Which one is it?
If they both had the same amount of time, they must be the same file, you foo-foo.
Okay, well, which one is it? The other one we got is this one. This is the one we got from Momo B. That's the win.
What are you doing? We don't need to hear it, Miss Elias.
Yes,
are you drunk, man? Are you high today? What are you doing?
Leave him
alone. Nah, that's the one we got for Wednesday. Momo B has the nasty girl one for Saturday.
No,
oh my God, he's crazy.
Before Ernest. Yeah,
oh, he's drunk.
Call me after the show, boo. Call me after the show.
Oh, man, yeah, call him. Hey, call him. And
Mr. Elias, if you call Momo B, you need to have a drink and snacks on hand because it's going to be a long damn night.
Oh, my God.
It's going to be a long night.
Yeah, call him. You can get anything out of his ass you want tonight. That boy crazy. Oh, he play nasty girl. What the hell are you doing her life? Oh, God, anyway. All right, 347-850-1272. This is Saturday.
He just wanted to hear that song.
Thank you,
Mama.
He's smoking weed. That's what's wrong with him. All right, look, welcome in, folks. Beautiful Saturday. Glad to be back in the house. Glad to be back in the U.S. of A. Got the crew in the house. Welcome everybody back into the hizzy. Now, listen. We're going to start spreading the word because I know we didn't change any of the show information. So people may think there's no show tonight. There is a show. I'm sorry. I've been running 150 miles going north. 150 miles. Ooh, damn. Going north. But there's a show. And don't worry about it. You don't catch it live. You can always catch it in the archives. Yes, Mr. Elias.
Too bad your ass is losing no weight, all that running you're doing.
I know you're not. You know what, man? Let me tell you something. I'm getting tired of you, Mr. Elias. I'm getting tired of you.
Tired
first,
of you
was crying.
I can't live life without you.
And then all of a sudden, you want to insult people.
Get out of here.
Oh, I don't know what I would do. I don't know.
I know.
Hi there.
I know I'd be a lot happier. I know
that
one. Stick some in your mouth and shut up.
I got some in you. I guess.
Oh. At the left, there was a man and woman having sex. And at the right, there were two men having sex. No, I wasn't sitting down.
Watch this.
I was having drink after drink after drink.
Sure was, drug ass.
I would have been having more than drink.
Sex is for sex.
It sure the hell is.
You didn't leave?
Ten good minutes. All right, folks, it's time for 10 Good Minutes, sponsored by the Rib Zone. It's 10 Good Minutes where we kind of talk about whatever we want to talk about. One of the things we're going to talk about is Miss Terry learned to press the damn button before 10 Good Minutes if you want to get your ass in earlier. How you doing, baby?
Isn't 10 Good Minutes prior to the hour? I didn't know 10 Good Minutes prior to the lower part of the hour.
Oh, was she crazy? I was
going to draw. 20 after, before the first break.
Oh,
okay,
hold on,
I'm
sorry. Phone, buddy.
I don't know your little show early, you know, the first 30 minutes. Usually I don't call in at this time.
Right, right.
Because you're on block all the time.
Okay.
That's why.
And you said that.
Right, it's all right.
Don't worry about it.
And you said that. What's your point? Are you trying to put the show down? Are you trying to make yourself bigger than the show?
Well,
what the hell was that all about?
Hi, Momo B. Hi, Ernest. Hi, Elias. Hey, Jay, I heard you're
Are you
back.
Feeling better tonight? Are you feeling better today? Because you were really out of it last week.
No, I'm doing real good.
Yeah.
I bet you are, girl. Good for you.
Good for you.
Hello, Miss Terry. How you doing today? I'm doing fine. The room is spinning. I got vertigo. What the hell's wrong with you? I can't stand up straight. I see four things at the same time. Your drunk ass. It's called eating them hashes. Stop eating them hash browns before you bring your ass on there.
I got that high down. That high does not like that. I got that high down. Alcohol,
yeah, you ain't
get
yeah, whatever.
Cookies,
you ate too many.
Down.
You must look, you ate too many. You ate too damn many.
No,
I think no, I believe she had vertigo. She really sounded bad last week.
Oh yeah, she had vertigo.
Yeah. I mean, she did.
Oh my God. She's I gotta go. The room is spinning. I'm like, what did you call in for?
No,
yeah, the
there
room
is
spinning.
No compassion on this radio show for anybody.
None.
Hey,
shut
no
your hands up, Ernest. I'm talking to you. Always starting
I'm talking to you. How about that, you fat bastard? I'm talking to
hey,
you.
Hey, look here. You're talking to yourself, you big ass whale. Shut up. Leave me the hell alone.
I'm looking
my
at
damn
you
nerve.
Flying on fat
hello,
bastard Ms. airlines to Qatar and back.
Good so what's going on, Miss Terry? How is life treating you now that vertigo is over? How do you feel being back in the real world, girl?
I'm good. It's good. It's real good.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. So when you were in vertigo land, how did it feel? Did it feel groovy or well, talk to us?
No. Because it's like you turn. Like you stand up and the room spins or you turn to the left and it's not a good feeling. Trust me, it's really not.
I've had vertigo before too.
It's like you're constantly on a roller coaster or something. Or
yeah,
you're just constantly spinning.
Yeah, it's like a constant earthquake. It's almost like a constant earthquake. You can't drive. I couldn't drive. Couldn't do nothing.
Wow. Constant earthquake. Yeah. Like
my mom used to
sitting
get
up and
that.
Sitting down.
She,
sitting
not
up,
often.
Sitting down.
Yeah.
Sitting up, sitting down. I'm sorry. Okay. So now let me tell you, I had vertigo one time. You know what? Why I had vertigo? You know what happened, Miss Terry? It's because there was wax buildup on the
heavy?
Eardrums.
No,
hey,
I don't
boy,
have that.
Not talking to you.
So well, the doctor checked all that out. The doctor checked all that out, so that wasn't it.
So what was the problem then? We're a community radio show.
Huh?
Was
we're
it the
community radio
ear
show?
I had an ear infection. And
okay, so
you
had
have
too much
the inner ear. No.
Too
sometimes
much wax.
When you have the inner ear, no. Too much wax does not make a make an
why
infection.
Why are you ashamed about having wax in your ears? Everybody had wax in their ears.
Jay had enough wax in his ear to build candles. Yeah, I'm just saying.
Oh, Jay, build candles. I'm going to take it and shut
your
ass.
Because I had a head cold. I had a head cold, Jay.
Mm. Oh, okay. But you're feeling fine
now.
Yeah,
I had a head cold. I'm feeling wonderful. I'm ready to talk shit to you.
Hey, hold up, Miss Terry. One more time, Miss Terry. One more time, okay? Because you're pushing it. You know, you come in here throwing that word around like you lost your damn mind. Now, I know you have vertigo and vertige, but you better get your ass right, girl. Don't come in here with that nonsense. Okay? Yeah, whatever. Miss Elliott's giggling like a schoolgirl in the background.
She might have neck a row now.
Yeah, all right, look. All right, so listen. I got to tell you about this trip, man. This trip was a trip, to say the least, man. First of all, you get over in this country, man, and you're looking around. I'm sorry, Mr. Oh, you want to crack it? Go ahead, Mr. L.E.S. Now introducing stand-up comedian, Mr. L.E.S. Hey! L.E.S., the floor is all yours.
I just asked you to take your shirt off, man. All I asked is you to take your shirt off.
Did you take your shirt off?
Yes, I have taken my shirt off. I'm saying, when you
want my shirt off,
have you
right
taken
now,
your shirt off?
That?
Let me ask you, have me you too. Taken your shirt off in public?
Yeah,
my
mommy said me too.
I'm sorry, Miss Elias.
Weren't you at a beach party? I'm just answering.
No, hold on. No. Answer the question, Miss Elias.
Yes,
have you taken your shirt off in public?
Yes, I have.
How long ago? Yes. I'm talking about recently, in the last 2 weeks.
Every day.
Yeah, at the gym.
Leave Elias alone. Why are you like, what's
at the gym.
What's the matter?
Yeah.
Hey,
you took your shirt off at
jail?
Is that what you said?
Let me tell you what.
I didn't understand you.
Yeah, he said at the gym. He was there. They were playing Macho Man.
I'm sorry. I thought he said the jail, and I'm like, what the hell's he been doing this summer? I didn't understand what he said. I couldn't hear him. Honestly, I couldn't hear him. I'm sorry.
Yeah, he said
the
gym.
Well, that makes sense.
No, well, listen. I'll tell you what, Miss Elliott, since you want to crack jokes and all, I'll tell you what. Why don't we both take pictures with our damn shirts off and post them on the show page?
Wow,
really?
Hey, let's do side views.
No problem. No problem. No problem. When do you want to do it?
I bet Jay. Listen, I bet money Jay's got the dicky do. That means his belly sticks out further than his dicky do.
Let me tell you something, man. You told that joke a long time ago. It wasn't funny then. It ain't funny now. So sit your big
ass. Oh, it ain't funny because you got
real ass down and
that's
leave
like
me the hell alone.
An AIDS joke to somebody that's got AIDS. It ain't funny to them, but it's funny to everybody else.
And I want to see if you got the what's it called, diggy doo.
Diggy doo.
Always talking about some dicky do. Look at your own dicky do. Nobody dicky do's around here. You need to be looking at you,
my
fat
dicky.
Bastard.
I do see my dicky, my man.
That's because you got a damn video camera looking at it, you nasty blogging ass. That's what you're doing.
No. I got mirrors on my ceiling. Get it right. I got mirrors on
that's
my ceiling.
I knew
it right.
Some way. You weren't looking at it live.
You going to tell us about your trip, man.
That I ain't telling you about
nothing.
Y'all
true.
Piss me
I'm
off, man. Ernest, him
one.
And his Dickie Doo and Dickie D and all this other crazy stuff. Mickey D and Billy D and
D-D-D,
Dilly D. Hell.
Are you guys putting these pictures on Facebook?
Yeah,
Michelle,
let's do it. No, let's get back to that. Let's do it, Michelle.
Come on, let's do it.
Okay, no problem. So, when can we do it?
You can't be holding your breath or anything. You can't be holding your stomach in. Hold your breath. You just
got to
let it flow.
Let me tell you something. Nobody's talking to you either. Nobody asked you nothing. Look here. Nobody asked you nothing.
You take a whole lot of holding. A whole lot of breath.
I tell you what, mine looks sexier than yours. That's for damn sure. Now, how about that?
You can't take a breath deep enough, Jay. You can't take a breath deep enough.
Ernest, no one's talking to you.
You take a breath
okay,
that
no one's
deep,
talking to
your lungs
why don't
are going
to
come
post,
out your
you know
ear.
What, never mind. I was going to say, why don't you post pictures of your fat ass, but you have, and they look ridiculous. You need to stop posting pictures of your big ass without no shirt
listen,
off.
Hey, listen, I'm not here for your approval, big man. I don't care what you think of me. I don't care what anybody here thinks of me. I'm my own man. I don't
if
care.
You
I'm not being
men for
anybody.
You. Shut
I'm
up.
I'm comfortable
leave
in my skin.
Alone.
I like being a big boy, and the boys like me. So know that.
I don't know why they like your big ass. They must be blind. They like you.
Hey, because you know what? I'm a gentleman on the streets, and I'm a freaking bad mother. Okay.
Anybody so ask you know, who gives a damn? Who gives a damn, Ernest?
Why you give a damn? Bird. Talking about my shirt off.
Oh,
why you,
I bet
you,
ass
you give a damn enough to
be
mention my shirt
line
off?
With your big ass bouncing around in it, boy. Oh, yuck. Jeez.
Oh, my God. You can't even get your words right. Just keep moving. You're embarrassing yourself. I feel bad for you.
No, you're embarrassing your own damn self talking about I'm a freaking bad. How many beds did you put two king-size beds together
bad.
So you can wallow your big ass around in it?
No, ain't no two king-size beds together.
Lord, let me get a crew back together, isn't it?
Yeah,
that's
very good.
That
y'all have pissed me off. Y'all have pissed me off.
It's better to be pissed off than pissed on, I guess.
Well, I know you would know all about that, huh, Mr. Red Barn?
No. We don't play that nasty
stuff over here. Pee on me. My name is Rick James, bitch.
We ain't doing that nasty stuff over here.
Yeah, whatever.
You take
you
that stuff to the ghetto. We ain't doing that around here.
Yeah, okay, whatever.
Oh, my
so
God.
Any damn way.
I saw that video again the other day. Somebody posted that damn video. I'm like, why are you people posting this R. Kelly video all these years later? I could not believe somebody brought that up.
What R. Kelly video are you talking about?
Where he was allegedly, where it was allegedly him screwing that girl and wherever, and then he was peeing on her and all that nasty stuff. Huh?
Oh, God. That still exists? Is that still out there?
It's the internet, Jay. It'll never go away.
I have never seen it. I have never seen it with my own eyes. I've heard many talk about it, but I don't
It ain't nothing to look at. It ain't nothing to look at.
Wait, hold on now. Wait a minute. Now, that first one you had in there, hold on now, wait a minute. I beg to differ. Excuse me. I stand corrected. No. That first one he had in there, that was all worth looking at. I'm like, oh, damn. Yeah.
He should have left that video trapped in the closet. That's all I know.
He should have left none trapped in no damn closet. That first one, boy, now. And I couldn't know when it got to... When it got to the young one, I couldn't let that one. I can't do it because, you know, for the longest, I wouldn't listen to R. Kelly's music because I said, you know what? That dude is raping 14-year-old girls. I said, I can't be down with that. I can't be down with that. So I didn't watch. Yeah. Well, when it got to where the third one was, I couldn't watch. But the one that he had in there that was full grown, oh, damn.
Oh,
damn.
Oh, all right, you're so nasty.
I am nasty. All right, Basilius, I got it. 10 Good Minutes is buzzing by.
10 Good Minutes on the Saturday edition has been sponsored by the Rib Zone, home of the $14.95 all-you-can-eat barbecue rib buffet. Do we have to say any more? They're at 5020 Highway 78 inside the Best Western across from Arby's with that fake barbecue shit. Tell them that the crew of the Saturday edition on the TJRS Radio Network sent you. Baby, pull up a plate, sit down, and have you some barbecue, the best in Memphis, Tennessee. That's what I'm talking about.
Every day, four children die from child abuse and neglect. Abused children can't do magic, but you can. If you even suspect abuse, call the Child Abuse Hotline. Make child abuse disappear.
Online radio at its best. Online radio at its best.
Hey,
Gutenberg! If you're ready, map
it out. Let's do this.
I'm telling you, I am first very honored that you would join me tonight.
He has a very limited time spot, so we want to bring in Mr. Alan Sallow right away.
Hey, how are you, Kathleen?
You know what? I'm going to make you do what I do, baby.
Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
It's time for the serious side of the Jay Rowe Show.
Don't try to call me out, Princess. You can take your love and true purpose and stick it. She's a bitch.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
What we gonna do is go back, dog. Rewind. Rewind.
We go a little something like this. Hit it.
Whatever.
J-Rile Show, I'm sorry. Something really important has just come up, so I'm going to have to turn it back over to you guys. But it was nice talking to you guys, so I love you guys, and everybody take care, all right? I got to take care of something really important. Yeah, let me get a number one with... Can I get barbecue sauce on that, please? Okay, thank you.
He forgot to take us off the phone.
Dr. Prince O'Dea, were you on a little bus? It's a joke. He's playing along with it. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Oh my God, what is wrong with him? Did you hear him? He forgot to take us off mute. We can't hear him.
She wasn't on the little bus. She was on the van. You know the blue van?
Watch her try to play it off now. I knew.
That's Dr. Prince's idea. Oh, my God. Did you know? We can still hear him. That's the point, Dr. Prince's idea. It's a joke.
Rewind. Rewind.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you. Now, back to our show.
You know what time it is.
Brother, what we call drugs is 74th Street Baptist Church. We call a city sin.
Well, around here, between Normandy and Weston, we call this here a little twin.
Wow.
Never.
347-850-1272 is our caller number, 347-850-1272. J. Round Show, Saturday edition. Glad to be back in the house. What's happening, y'all? My boy, Mr. L.E.S. is in the place to be. What's up there, Big Daddy? Who you with? I'm with you, Big Dog. My girl, Momo Beezy, is in the easy. Hey, girl. Wow, she has good hearing. My boy Big E's in the house. What's up, Big E?
Free turkeys for everybody, but did you play Alexander O'Neal? Is that what you played during your break?
In the commercial, in the rewind. It was a thing. It was the rewind.
Rewind. Oh,
yes.
Because I don't hear your song. We do our own thing. So, okay, I got it.
Well,
we
you
know that.
Hear the shit because it's funny. Ernest, you just so
Hey, you know what? What is up with you and the potty mouth today? What's wrong with y'all? What's wrong with y'all damn mouth? You cuss so much, you don't even know you cussing. What'd I say? I thought I said shoot. No, that's not what you said, potty mouth. What's going on, Big Earl?
And by the way, Momo B, we do our own breaks on the ERN side until the 90-minute mark. So I don't necessarily hear all of Jay Ryle's breaks.
Yeah, I know.
I know Jay, but she might not know.
No, I know.
She knows too.
She high.
Because
she's
high. It'd be funny. It'd be funny.
Okay.
Okay. I agree. I totally agree with everything you said.
Dr. Shark. Miss Terry's in the house. What's up, Miss Terry?
Hey, I can't wait to see these halfway naked men on Facebook.
I know you can. Make sure your vertigo ain't working, girl. Make sure your vertigo is on. I don't want you to be spinning around the room. You be looking at me.
I'm just saying.
So if you look bad,
I'm gonna talk about you till eternity.
I don't give a damn.
Hear me?
That ain't
how about
right.
that? Now let me say this. I want to say hello to some folks. Now people are sending me. Listen, folks. Once again, I am not BTR support. You're sending me messages saying you can't get in the chat room. I can't help you. You can hear us, but you can't get in. Mariana Music, I can't get in. Hey, girlfriend, keep trying. That's all I can say to you. I mean, Jesus.
She's in there now.
Oh, yeah, she's in there now. So you figure out how to get in, huh? Don't be,
that's
I'm not maintenance.
Yeah.
Don't talk to Mariana like that. I don't give a damn, Miss Elias. The hell with you and Mariana.
No.
How about
she
that?
She looks come hell or high water. So mind your business, you black bastard. How about that?
See, this is where the bull crap starts. I had to tell you.
Who the hell is Mariana Music? Who gives a damn? What kind of name is that?
She's a loyal listener. That's who she is. I care.
Yeah, you trying to mac on her any other time she's in the chat room. Why are you so indignant and black right now?
Hold on, I don't try to mac on nobody. I don't try to mac on no damn Mariana Music. She's not my type.
Mariana, every show we got, Mariana listens to. Mariana, that's the view.
Everybody your type. No, you didn't say she ain't my type.
That's Joe Wild. Joe, that's him.
But the eyeballs and a pair of legs are your type.
Boo! Boo, boo, boo!
Four
how about
legs,
that?
Two legs.
Let me tell you my type. Let me describe my type. My type is somebody that is just, she's a couple of shades darker than a Hershey bar. She got some big juicy caterpillar lips. And she is a Grammy winner, and she sit out by the pool with lotion on her ass all day. That's my type of woman. I don't know if you know somebody that fit that description. You know, you let me know.
Wait, that's what I'm in the world, older living Negro.
You know what I'm saying? So that's my kind of woman. See, Mariana, too, she too light-skinned for me. I need something that's same color as her shit. Do you know somebody that fits that description that's Hershey bar action? You call it midnight for short. Do you know anyone that falls into that category?
You know, J-Row, you should be nicer to Mariana Music because her profile description on BTR says one thing, a faithful listener of the J-Row Show.
That's because she's drinking.
The only thing in her profile.
She needs to change it.
Listen to Mariana, let me say this. We love everybody over there.
Is this the same Mariana that said Momo B is her favorite on-air personality?
Yes.
And then you want me to be nice to her?
Be nice to her.
Oh, I might not like her now that she said that.
Yeah, well, she's crazy and she's drunk.
Leave drugs alone. She is my favorite. That's what
she said
put
in the chat
in
room.
She's your favorite.
She is my favorite.
What she said.
Okay.
Yes, I am her favorite. Leave her alone.
But you said, I don't know how you going to turn this into Mariana, but that's fine. Listen, you said that she's your favorite listener. She's your favorite listener, huh?
No. That's what she just said about
Mariana.
I'm asking you a question.
Is Mariana Music Mr. Elias's favorite listener?
Of course.
Mr. Elias is
this. Yeah, see how I did that? Yeah, see how I did that? I wrote that ass. So you said she is your favorite listener.
Right.
Remember, brilliant.
Right. Yeah.
But wait a minute. So you're her favorite listener. I mean, she's your favorite listener, but you're not her favorite on-air personality.
It doesn't make a difference. I like anybody that's in our chat room. How about that? She's always in our chat room.
There you go. See, I like the way you did that. I like the way you did that. I like the way you weaseled your ass out of that.
You're right,
I like anybody in that chat room.
That's my song. Wait. That's
yes,
my song right there. Alexandra.
Right, so welcome back in. 347-850.
I love that song.
Yes.
Baby.
She is. Thank you, Ernest. Marianna is a fake. Thank you.
All right. I know.
No, it wasn't for Marianna.
Yes, it was. You did. You just told me it was for Marianna. You said, watch this, Jay. I'm going to make. See? There you go.
No, that's not
what show are you listening to?
No, you just sent me a thing saying, watch this. I'm going to play this I'm going to say this for Marianna.
I know.
So do it again.
I'm talking to your black ass except right here. Let me tell you. I got something for you, Jay. I got something for you right now.
And let me tell you something, Ernest. Both of us have them because I got something for you, too. This is for your ass.
Well, would I like to throw some hot grease on you?
Get off me. All right.
It's a battle. It's
time
a battle.
For the
cure.
But in the world, older living Negroes.
It's a battle.
It is a battle. The battle beat.
We're going to have the soundboard throwdown tonight.
It's a battle. It's a battle. It's a battle.
All right, folks. It is time for the QOD, the question of the day. And the question of the day is leftover questions from people who have asked us questions in the past. Now, I'm trying to reach all these people to let them know we're talking about this tonight because I know there was no show description. We apologize for that, but we're on the air, 347-850-1272. The QOD, the question of the day, are questions that we never answered from when we asked for questions in the past. So, Ms. Elias, I found a good one, bro, because, I keep all this stuff. I got a good one here, bro, for you. This is a good one for you. This is especially for you. Now, here's the deal. And I'm not going to say the name because I think this is incriminating evidence, so I'm not going to say the name. But I will tell you what the circumstances are. Circumstances are this. Chick dating this dude, right? And this dude tells her that he's divorced. Mm-hmm. But she don't believe him.
Okay.
So she wants to know, should she ask this guy for the divorce decree? And I'm thinking, let me answer that for you right now. Hell no. You don't ask those people for a divorce decree. What's wrong
look
with
it
you?
Up online. You can look it up online.
No? You can't?
It's public record. Yeah.
Oh, no.
It's public
no
record.
Yeah, you can look most things up like that online. You can look up court dockets and things like that.
Yeah, it's public
record. I do it in Oklahoma. I look up all my high school friends and look at all the mess they've been in. Yep.
Yeah. You can look it up online.
Okay, well,
so there's no need.
I looked up your stuff too, J-Rod. I looked up you too. I know some stuff in your past.
I don't give a damn what you looked up. Did you look up my dicky do? And you seem to be interested in that. Sorry, bastard.
We've already looked up your fat stomach and that size 6X jacket you're wearing. How about that?
Yeah, whatever. You need to have a long elastic, man. So in a damn way. So, okay, so let's say that she doesn't have access to that. Now, I hope she's listening. So I'm trying to send her. Oh, I got kicked out of tag. I'm trying to send her a message to let her know we're talking about this. Okay, so listen. You're saying that you can go online and look it up. But let's say that she didn't have the ability to do that, Mr. Elias. You know what? Think about how sneaky this joke is, how he just pulled that out off the top of his head. You can go online and find that out, Holmes. I mean, how would you know that, Mr. Elias? Why would you think that way right off the top of your back, off the top of your head?
Anything is public record, Jay. That's done in the courtroom.
Why are you trying to talk? It's not being slick. It's just being honest. Why are you talking like that, though?
He's right.
Everything's online, Jay. I'm just trying to be slick. I'm just trying to be honest, baby bubble. Wait, why are you talking like that, man? Well, what's up?
Okay,
get your voice. What's up with that?
How would you like for me to talk?
He's using his inside voice. What's wrong with that?
How would you like for me to talk, Jay? How about talking like you usually do? How about that?
That's how I usually talk, Jay. I'm not understanding.
Oh, listen to him, Jay. He must be around some people. Who's in the room, Mr. Elias? Listen to him. I'm not sure what you're talking about, sir. I usually speak in this tone very eloquently and enunciate all my words.
Bastard, how about that?
There you go. See, there you go. Now, come on back home, dog. Come on back home. All right, Mama B, listen, girl. If you was dating a dude and you didn't know if this dude said he was, he was divorced. You don't believe him. What would you ask this guy for his divorce decree?
No, hell no. Can I say hell no?
Yeah, you can say that. Yes.
Okay, well, thank you. I'm not asking him for nothing. What?
That means, I'm telling you what it means to me. If I have any thoughts that he is still married and he lied about being divorced, I'm not going to ask you for, you're not going to prove to me that you're divorced because you're still sneaking, creeping. That's why I'm thinking that you're still married. All I need is that. I don't need you to do nothing because now I think that you're still married. Maybe you leave it early, got to run home same time every night. Like, what time is it? 6:30? Got to go. Can't call me in the middle of the night. I can't do nothing. No, I'm not asking for nothing because it don't mean nothing to me. All I know is you act like you married, and that's why I'm going to question all that. If you act like something's wrong, I don't need no proof. Boom, there it is. Sit down, shut up, I'm going on. Trust and believe.
Then she gives us a theme song as she finishes her thoughts. I've seen enough.
I'm not taking no more.
I'm done with you. I am woman. I am invincible. I am woman, ready and free. She got to give us a damn. She got to give us a theme song when she listens. Thank you.
What you have to ask for that, then you might as well leave it alone. Because obviously,
see, I agree with you. I'm on your team.
You wonder. Once you start wondering, leave that alone. Leave it alone.
Thank you. Let me ask you something, Ms. Terry. When you and Otis was dating, and Otis told you he was divorced, did you ask Otis for his divorce degree?
I divorced him. Excuse me. All she's got to do is sit back and wait a minute. You know, put a message on her social media. Tweet his ass. Somebody's going to come out the woodwork.
Why would you do that?
Because I'm a female, and I know the wife is going to come out the woodwork. They've been dating 30 days because within 30 to 60 days, a wife is coming out the woodwork.
You don't need all that. Go to his house. Go have a barbecue.
But when you do that, that's the equivalent of electronically scratching the brother's car and cutting his ties. It's the same damn thing.
Well.
You're doing it in the virtual land. Why would you do that?
Oh, well, because, I mean, if I started dating somebody today, I would go to their social media, hey, babe, how you doing, just to see who's going to say something back after me. That's all, because men are going to lie.
See, Ms. Elliott, what she hateful, man. She's hateful.
Really hateful. I've been through a few liars. I'm protecting me.
Mm-hmm.
But what if you are wrong?
Yeah, yeah.
What if you are just all the way wrong and you have done this?
Nothing happens, nobody will say anything from what I put on his Facebook, and we all
that's
cool.
It.
What?
Simple. It ain't no harm, no foul. That's it.
No.
Shit don't blow up.
Oh, get it, Michelle. I heard you. You better be glad I can't get to the damn board to hit you in your damn eye. Oh, you better be glad I can't get to the board. Watch your mouth.
You're
a ooh, you ever got the board acted up? I can't hit him, Miss Elliott. I can't hit it. I know you're not going to do it because that's
just
how you
walk. I love it from the back.
All right, so listen. So, Ernest, man, you dating Brad, man,
yes,
from
sir.
Accounting. You're dating Brad from accounting.
Sure.
And you think...
Okay.
And so, look at man. Brad told you he's divorced, man, from Ken. You know, Malibu Ken. But
well,
you don't believe
Brad
from accounting.
From accounting.
So Ernest,
look,
hey, do you ask?
It's got to be somebody. It's got to be somebody. It can be Brad from accounting. It's got to be somebody.
Do you ask Brad from accounting for the divorce decree?
Do I ask him for the divorce decree?
No, nobody does that.
I think you can kind of vet a person, and when they, if you bring up something about their ex or they bring it up, you can kind of look in their eye and see how they talk about them. If they're just reminiscing, or if they're still in love, or they're just remembering good times, I think you can tell if they're still holding the torch for somebody, or you know, might not quite be ready for your ass. So. No, I'm not asking for divorce papers. I think I'm a good read of character most times with people.
Exactly.
And I can kind of read people in a way. I can kind of figure it out, you know.
Okay, so you're not going to ask Brad from accounting.
And listen, if it's not one of the 16 states that allow gay marriage, ain't no divorce paper anyway.
That's a good point. Oh man, okay. Yeah, all right,
I don't live in one of those 16 states, it don't matter anyway. You know, if I live in Texas, who's got a divorce decree? You know, come on.
Oh man, that's funny. So Mr. Elliott,
that's true.
So let's say that your internet broke down like it did last week, and you wanted to find out in a hurry. Would you ask her for a divorce decree if you felt that she was not being totally honest?
No, I wouldn't. It wouldn't be that serious.
What you mean? It can't be that serious. What do you mean by that?
It wouldn't be that serious, man. Look, you know, there's always time. You know, why would I have to know right away?
Cause yeah, you can just get that booty for free and got to worry about nothing, huh? You can just tear that ass up and not to worry about it.
Hey, listen, Jay, if Mr. Les is really into a girl and it's moving to the point where they're going to be in a committed relationship or married, that's going to come up eventually. It's going to come. No, listen, I'm saying anybody, but we're talking to him. He's going to know because it's going to come up. If she ain't walking down the aisle because she's still tied to, you know, Laquan back on 59th Street, then he's going to find out eventually.
I got Laquan. Would you date someone that's named Laquan?
I mean,
Laquan.
If she's still tied to Jamal, then we're going to find out eventually.
What about Tyrone, won't you, Kyle? Tyrone.
Hey, listen, everybody know who's tied to Tyrone. Everybody know who's tied to Tyrone. I knew that was going to come up.
Oh, my God. Okay.
That's why I said it.
Yeah. Okay. So in other words, what I'm hearing from all of y'all is basically like, look, don't worry about it. You know, no lie can live forever. And eventually the truth will come out.
Exactly. That's for sure.
And who's going to do that anyway, though? I mean, that just sounds so like...
Yeah. Can I see
you? Look, I'm not afraid to ask somebody if I'm not afraid to ask somebody for an AIDS test if I'm going to sleep with them long term or something like that. But to ask for divorce papers, I mean, that just seems tacky for some. It's just like,
that is
what
tacky.
Level of distrust do you live on in the world that you're going around asking before you even date somebody? You're asking for divorce papers from their spouse. I mean, who the hell are you? Where's your paper?
No, but you know why?
That's what I'm talking about.
She feels a way. Like, she feels like he's still married and he's lying to her. So once I feel that way, that you're still married and all you're doing is lying, I'm not going to ask you for no paper. I don't need no paperwork.
But Momo, if the guy is not lying, and maybe just because you feel some way doesn't make it reality, it would be detrimental to you as a strong woman to maneuver through. I can't even say it.
It does matter because you're a stronger woman than that.
Why would you maneuver through relationship or life? You're a strong woman. Why would you maneuver like that on a lie? Why wouldn't you just talk to Tyrone and ask him the basics instead of just, Find out the truth is what I'm saying. Find out the truth for yourself.
Personally, if I feel a way, I don't care if I'm right, wrong, or indifferent. If I feel a way, I can't
you're
be with
arrogant.
You.
You're
if
arrogant.
If I feel that you're lying to me, I can't be with you because I'm always going to have that feeling that you're lying. I don't feel that way for everybody. Like, I don't feel like everybody's a liar. But if I feel that you're lying, I'm very intelligent. And I keep saying,
so you're not even
real.
Looking to find out the
I
truth. You're just
saying,
running
no,
on how you feel.
No, yes.
How Momo B
exactly,
feels.
Exactly. How Momo B feels.
So Momo B doesn't care about the truth. Momo B is just going to go on how she feels that
truth.
Day.
It's all about
she don't care.
How I feel.
Well,
don't
then that's why you're single. That's why you're single. That's why you're single.
It's the difference between me and you, boo-boo. It's the difference between me and you. I'm out here running to have fun. I don't do that.
Look, I'm not either, but I'm going to find out the truth before I feel some way about somebody. I'm going
to
find out the truth.
Wait.
I don't have no time to waste.
I'm going to find out the truth.
The truth. There you go, homie. Do what you. But I'm not finding out the truth.
There you go, homie.
You,
well, you're living a lie. You're basing your life on a lie.
You, if I don't feel you, you got to go. That's it. If I don't feel
well,
you,
let me
you
unzip my pants. I'll give you something to feel, Heifer. I'll give you something
you
to feel. Let me unzip my pants.
Oh, please. What you think you do?
Let me unzip
Sing that dinky do back in your dookie do. Somebody want that mess?
I give you something to feel, Heifer. I make it
feel
the truth. Before this show's over, you're going to feel the truth all up
your
on
dicky,
you.
Your dickie needs to add another do to it.
I'm
going to
rub
do
up
do.
On you
so
like a
away,
dry towel
ass
or a car out of a car wash. I'm going to get all over you, baby. I'm going to get all over
you. I know you are, dicky doo-doo. Dicky doo-doo. All right, look, we're going to take a break.
Hey, listen here, Jealousy Ryle. You just be quiet for a minute. I'm talking to this girl. We're overdue for a break, by the way.
Let me tell you something, man. Yeah, Dicky doo-doo. Dicky doo-doo doo-doo doo.
Come around
right,
here
whatever,
when I'm trying
right,
to mack on Momo B, run in your mouth. It ain't dinner time. Go sit down. Ain't no buffet open yet.
Oh, my God. Dicky doo-doo. All right, so look. All right, we're going to step out and let Ernest get his dicky doo-doo together. And time for a weather update and an old school get hype song. All that's coming up next.
Stupid.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Good evening, I'm Rex Smith. Here's a look at the nation's weather.
Hello, I'm meteorologist Christy Warlow, taking a look at your conditions for the next 3 days. For the most part, the United States, we're looking rather dry. We do have a little bit of this pesky snow area for the Pacific Northwest. Also looking at snow developing along the Great Lakes and into New England. Also, the tip of Florida, yes, Miami, and even into Tampa, you are going to pick up some rain showers on Sunday. But for the most part, we're going to be dry and rather warm for us for much of the southern U.S. Looking at 88 for Phoenix, going up to 65 for Denver, looking at 70s for Houston and Dallas, 69 for Atlanta. Colder air is filtering in as we see a cold front start to move its way through on Sunday afternoon. So 42 for Minneapolis, 47 for Chicago, looking at 50s for New York and Boston. By Monday, we're starting to see a very fast-moving cold front move its way into the northeastern portion of the United States. So snowfall, even a little bit of mixed rain and snow for the Great Lakes, moving into the Ohio River Valley area and even into New England. We're also going to be tracking a little bit of snow that's moving its way from Montana into South Dakota. We're not thinking it's going to be winter storm criteria for now, just it's starting to look a little bit more like winter out there. Starting to feel a little bit more like winter as well, 32 for Billings, we're going to see 29 for Minneapolis. That's your daytime high on Monday afternoon. Highs for you in New York and Boston looking at 50. We do have 70s and upper 60s for much of the southeast. Seattle all the way down to San Francisco looking at 58 into 70 as you go down I-5. For Tuesday, we'll see that cold air just continue to filter in. As it hits the Appalachian Mountains, it will turn to snow. Otherwise, we're thinking Nashville, even Atlanta. Tuesday, it'll stay on the rainy side, no frozen precipitation for you. We'll also be looking at some rain moving its way into western Texas. And again, more rain for Seattle moving into Portland, Oregon. Temperature-wise, see all this blue just push its way down into the southeastern region, even moving its way into the Great Lakes and into New England. We're looking at highs about 30 degrees for Minneapolis, down to 39 for Louisville. Atlanta, we don't think that the front's going to hit you just yet on Tuesday, but Tuesday night and certainly Wednesday morning it will. So get ready. The cold air is on the way.
I'm Rex Smith. 347-850-1272 is the phone number. Continue to listen to The J. Ryle Show. Have a good evening.
It's time for the old school get hype song, dog.
For years, his name has been synonymous with weather.
Active weather all across the country.
He's Al Roker, and he's here to start your day.
Good morning, everybody. We are live.
Wake up with Al. Weekday mornings at 6 and 10, only on the Weather Channel.
Now take off them clothes and get on your J-O-D.
Do you know what time it is?
It's time for the second set, yo.
What you talking about?
Take it easy when you talk to me, okay?
Other day, Ryle, show. 347-850-1272 is our calling number. 347-850-1272. Jay Ryle showing a beautiful Saturday, hanging out with the very best in the biz. My boy, Mr. Elias, is in the house. What's up, big boy?
I ain't scared of you, mother. You just don't understand, Mr. Elias. You just don't understand. Momo BZ in the Heezy Hager.
Use my body, now you want my soul.
Yeah.
Don't even think about it, say no. I'll do anything. You actually said, I've been wondering for real, what she wanted to do that he wasn't willing to do. I want to know.
Yes. No, can't do.
No, can't do. He was really like, nope, not doing it.
Yeah.
I love that song. Yeah.
Grammy winner right there. Grammy winner. Yes. Momo BZ in the Easy.
Thank you for that.
No problem. Anytime, baby. Anything for you. We got my main man in the house, Captain Dicky Doo Doo. What's up there, Captain Dicky Doo Doo? Big Earth. What's up, Earth?
Oh, hey, how you doing? You know, I think that song should be Momo's theme song. It should be like, Momo can't go for that. No.
I like it.
Dicky Doo Doo.
Cook it up.
And I know what that song is about because Daryl Hall has a show on after Saturday Night Live on Saturday nights, and it's called Live from Daryl's House. And he was talking to somebody about that song, and he said it was about the record company, and they wanted to change Hall & Oates' look in the 80s. They wanted to do the songs differently. And he said, I'm not doing that. I'm not signing that new contract until you do it better. And that's what the song was about. He's like, I can't go for that, no can do. And that's what that song is about. About a record company. It's funny you play that because I just heard that about 3 weeks ago. But that's what it's about.
Thank you. Because I always wondered.
You guys should watch. You guys should DVR that show. It's Daryl Hall in his house in upstate New York. And he has guests on, like CeeLo Green was there one time, and Sharon Jones was there. And they set up in the studio, and they just sing the guest songs, and then they sing Hall & Oates songs together. And it's like just one live take when they do it. It's just a fantastic show. But they talk about it in between, and that's where I found out about that song. It's a great show.
That's good.
It's called Live from Daryl's House. It comes on Saturday nights after Saturday Night Live. So check your listings on NBC there for that.
Yeah, I love that. Oh, it's good.
Live from Daryl's House.
Oh, it's wonderful. I love waking up on Sundays and one of those are sitting on my DVR waiting.
I like that, Ernest. I like that. I can't go for that. Yeah. No. Oh,
no.
Captain Dickie Doo Doo.
No Dickie Doo. Momo can't go for that. No. No Dickie Doo.
Captain Dickie Doo Doo. Hey, what's up, Miss Terry?
Hey.
Oh, man. All right, it's, man, 15 after the hour. J. Ryle Show, beautiful Saturday. QOD's question of the day. The question that's on the table right now. Question is, person don't trust their mate, I guess, and so they're asking should they get a divorce decree, and everyone is saying, no, can't do. Don't do that. Here's another one. This one is, she said we can actually use her name. So Stella has sent this in. Stella said, look, she slept with her boss.
She got a groove back.
She slept with her boss to get a promotion a year and a half ago.
What?
She said it has not happened yet.
You a dumb heifer.
And she said, should I bust his ass out? Yes.
If you lose your job, then go ahead.
How's she going to lose her job? I'm pretty sure.
Because she,
I'm pretty sure Stella
overstepped the bounds as much as he did. When she opened up her legs and said yes to that proposition,
Mr. Human Resources. Nobody asked you for the human resources answer. The hell with you. You got to get on the girl.
You gave him draws up and he has not returned the favor. Be prepared.
Bust him.
You're going to lose your job,
him.
Too.
What's going to happen? I watch Scandal. What's going to happen? Nothing. He is going to conform to what she said.
He said, I watch Scandal.
Now.
I watch Scandal.
Now. So he is going to conform to whatever she says, because I'm pretty sure, hey Stella, does he have a wife? Answer that question for us, please. All right, so while she gets back with us on that one, let me go to you. So, Momo B, let me ask you something. So, first of all, that was a pretty damn good move on her behalf, huh? Get on draws up, can get promoted right up the line.
No.
See, look how she's talking to Stella. See, when I say something about Mariana, y'all want to get my ass, but she's telling Stella to go somewhere and sit her dumb ass down with her dumb ass for giving up them draws and ain't got no return and almost a damn year. What the hell is wrong with you?
Yeah, I'm done. Next. Who's next?
See? Nobody said anything to her. Miss Terry ain't going to say nothing because that's her boo. That's her homegirl right there. She told her to shut up and sit her dumb ass down. That's what she said. And you didn't say nothing about that. Nothing. You haven't said, oh, Mama, you can't be talking like that. Look at Michelle S. It's quiet, too.
Everybody's quiet. Well, that was my opinion about Mariana.
Look. But everybody got my ass.
Look.
Because that's my homegirl. That's my homegirl.
I know who Mariana is.
What, Michelle S.? There's a lot of people who listen to this show. Remember you told me this a long time ago? You don't know. Stella could be a faithful listener.
She told Stella to sit her dumb ass down.
That's what she said.
The
difference between Mariana and Stella is that I know Mariana listens to our show all the time. I know that.
Okay,
she
and how do you Wednesday know? Oh, hey, Stella, look, Stella says she listens too all the time. See, Stella,
hey,
I'm on your side, girl. Give me some sugar.
It should not have been said to Stella. How about that?
No, she said it. Mama B said, sit your dumb ass down. Sit your dumb ass down, man.
It should not have been said. That's what I just said, isn't it?
Oh, now, hey, you like Bill Clinton, man. Make up your damn mind. Wax on, wax off. Wax on, wax off.
Crazy ass. Dumb ass. How about that?
Clinton made up his mind. He got polished. He got his knob polished. There wasn't no wax on, wax off. He got his knob polished. He knew what he was
doing. Hey, Stella, did you slobber on a Dick Dobler? Just let us know if you slobbered on a Dick Dobler.
No, don't answer. Tell me what you did, girl.
Oh, yeah, because everybody know Momo B. Don't put her mouth on nothing. Got no hat coming on it. Momo B. Ain't going to put her mouth on nothing like that. If it got some hair on it, Momo B. Ain't going to put her mouth on Momo B. Momo B.
I can't go for that.
I can't go for that, Captain Dickie Doo. All right, so look. So, Miss Terry. Okay, Miss Terry. First of all, can we all agree, Miss Terry, that that was a very ambitious move on her behalf, right?
Okay, let me tell you something. What's her name again?
Stella.
Stella. If she asked for your name, Stella,
the deal.
Turn the radio off right now.
This is the deal, Stella. The normal people that work on normal jobs don't sleep with the boss to get a raise.
Yes,
that
they
goes
do.
To CEO. Wait a minute. That goes, if you're going to go up to a CEO, you better have a large
upgrade to give up the booty for a job. Do you understand that?
You ain't get a booty up for that.
You better have a...
Yes.
Second of all, she's not working the groove right. She's been in the job a year. She got a raise.
Oh, damn. I'm sorry, Stella. The views and opinion of this heifer is all hers by her damn self.
Wait a minute.
She's crazy.
No, a normal upgrade will give you a raise. So did she get something? You mean you can't
Yes, Stella, did she get something, Stella?
No. She had a term, but she didn't get
I had to agree, Stella.
Did she at least get a better office or something?
No.
Yeah.
335 days later, you better sit down and shut up. We don't want to hear you.
That doesn't make any
she
sense.
Sitting down
oh,
waiting.
Make any sense.
Doing. She's sitting down waiting.
Yeah, no.
I agree, Stella.
Okay, ask Stella, was it good?
Yeah,
what come
it?
Out of this? Was it good?
Oh, Stella. All right, Stella. Oh, everything was dark. Okay, Stella, you got to answer that question, Stella.
365 days of the year. I'm with the same old
Oh, man, my whole
girl,
damn My sister went down. Oh, damn it. Anyway, well, give us a few minutes.
Yeah, it wasn't no good. That's why your sister went down
because
it wasn't no good.
Yeah, you used too much.
Hit her the eye. I'm tired of Miss Terry in her pocket. Did she cuss? If she cuss, hit her, man. Hit her, Miss Elias.
I didn't
hit her
ass
right now.
I didn't hear it either, so nope.
Oh, I know you didn't hear nothing. That's because you're an old traitor, old Benedict Arnold.
I ain't seen nothing. I don't know what you're talking about.
That was a crazy move. You don't.
People, stop it. Y'all act like that happens all the damn time. You
that
see it.
That happens on Scandal. That happens on Scandal.
I watch Scandal.
Places like that.
I watch Scandal.
Okay? Not at McDonald's, Burger King, and all that.
Oh, you saying I never work at McDonald's? How you know what she work? You don't know what she work. You don't know what she work. How you going to sit there and say she work?
Well, she works at fast food.
I don't know, I'm trying to get her a promotion. She's dumber than I thought she was. Oh, damn. You know what? I'm sorry, Stella. They crazy. They called you dumb. Miss Terry said you work at Burger King. You said you work at Burger King, flipping fries.
My thing is, unless you're
going
to get
fries,
an 8, 10, 10 figure, whatever, you should not sleep with your boss. Why should you sleep with your boss unless you're getting
the dumbest thing I have ever heard a woman of the 21st century do is sleep with the boss.
If that heifer doesn't have a promotion after 18 months of slobbing on that boss's knob,
she deserves not to have one because she's stupid for doing it. Girl, you are better than that. Pull your dress down and pull your pride up and get some self-respect because you're stupid for doing that. You're stupid.
Oh, my goodness. Captain Dicky Do has spoken.
Pull your dress down and pull your pride up.
I mean, what kind of lack of self-respect do you have that you think you need to sleep with somebody to get a promotion?
Oh,
I mean, that's just the dumbest. Why promote you when he can just get your tail on the side and not promote you? Let me tell you, he's just not that into you, girl. He's just not that into you. Except
you know what, Stella? They are taking pride and hurt your feelings right now. I'm gonna tell you right now, baby. Big Daddy loves you.
I'm not trying to hurt her feelings. I'm trying to wake her up and get her out of bed.
Did she get a dinner out of it? I don't know. Her actions are stupid.
A year later, talking crap. We don't want to hear that. Did she get a dinner? Did she get a car? I don't know. I can't. My power's out. I don't know.
I'm telling you, I don't know yet.
Did she get a kill? Did she get a bathroom?
Later,
I mean, anything.
Wondering why you didn't get a raise.
They some cold-blooded people on the show. They ain't nothing, Stella.
To the copy room? I mean, what?
Stella, they hard. They're harsh. They are harsh. They are evil people. Don't listen to none of them. One of them smoked to get high.
You hoping
somebody sleep with you for a raise, too.
Let me tell you something, baby. They gonna get a raise,
all
right, girlfriend.
Sleep with you for a raise.
Hey, you wanna come on, work for me, Miss Terry? Yeah.
No, I don't wanna work for you. It's gonna cost you some booty cheeks.
That's why he ain't giving no raise. She was stale and old.
I'm sorry, baby. The views and opinion of that heifer is all hers by herself. I'm sorry, baby. I'm trying to hurry up and come in so I can shut them down. They are going to great lengths to make you feel below a woman. Because you're a woman. Single and free.
Because she acted below one.
A little bit of me. Yes, I won. And feel
louder
it.
Than words.
If I stay the same, if you ask me, I can't do anything.
Yes.
Come on, sing it, Stella. I am strong. I am invincible. You
she
are a woman.
Her
the hell with them.
It's herself,
because
she's stupid.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry, Stella. I can't get the entire show down, Stella. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, baby. I'm sorry. Lord, I don't know. I'm sorry. But they really. Well, Stella,
well,
man, do something,
Jay
man. Really,
if I can
play
in on your song for a second.
Miss Elliot.
Okay.
Jay Vandross, can I cut in on your song and say something to you?
Yes. What?
You are important at your job. You do your job well. I expect that you're a man of integrity. I really do. I don't see why
let me think about
her
that.
And trying to make her feel good in this situation. No, listen, I don't think Jay Ryle's shady in his work. I don't think he's going around talking like that to women. That's why I say that. So why would you defend this girl who did that? Why are you trying to ease it? Look, she's already got the big blows in her life.
Yes.
Why are you defending her?
That's a problem now. She's blowing.
Mama B, if we got hell, then Mama B ain't blowing nothing. Mama B. Oh my God, Miss Elias, let me ask you something, bro.
Can't go for that.
Right. No dicky do. All right, listen, Miss Elias, let me ask you something, bro.
Yes.
If you had a fine ass female that worked for you, and she she said, you know what? God dang it. I got to give this dude some. Miss Elias, are you trying to tell me, bro?
Shit.
It's between me and you, Miss Elias. It's between me and you. You trying to tell me, bro, you won't take it down?
Nah, man, I wouldn't.
Oh, this guy. You know what, man? Okay, all right, fine.
Let me look good saying
what?
That.
You know what I learned a long time ago?
You sound good, ain't
it? Elias, you sound good. Yeah, he
sounds
good.
You sexy motherfucker. Yes, Miss Elias.
Yes,
you know what I learned a long time ago?
What you learned, Miss Elliott? Don't put your ding dong on your pocket.
Where you eat at, because it comes back to haunt you, brother. I wouldn't do it, not at all.
Yeah, you don't.
Okay,
where
would you sleep?
Eat.
Okay, would you sleep with would you sleep with your female boss?
No.
You would?
Oh, please say no. Please say no, Miss Elliott.
If she forced you,
would
like
you sleep with your boss?
Like,
yeah. If she forced you like Demi Moore, would you do it?
Probably. I'd had to.
See, that's what I'm talking about,
my God. Oh, I got a headache.
I'm nauseous now
after hearing that.
Yes. My boy.
I am so disappointed.
That's how it's supposed to be. Why are you disappointed? Hold on. Ernest, let me ask you something, Ernest.
Ernest,
you working in the mail room. All of a sudden, Brad from accounting want to give you a job. He say, hey, man. Only way you can get this job, dog, you got to get known the dicky dude. So you trying to tell me, Ernest, that you went
You know
this?
What I would say to Brad from accounting? I'd say, you need to go back upstairs. You need to go back upstairs because I got stuff to sort. I'm not going down on your little dicky
dude. What if he looked like Cooper? What if he looked like that dude Bradley Cooper?
I don't care what
Bradley
he looks
Cooper.
Like. I don't what care what he looks is. Like because you know what? At the end of the day, the only person that I have to look in the mirror and sleep with is me. And I need to respect that person. So I don't give a crap what Brad from accounting looks like. I have
Ernest.
To deal with
I
me.
I
don't believe Ernest either.
I don't believe him. I don't care what you believe, Heifer.
I would never sleep with someone for that.
Ernest is a skank.
Let me put an addendum on this. out and about, away from work, and we were hooking up, that's a different thing. But if he comes in with a job proposition, talking about if you slobber this, I'm going to move you on up. Well, son,
he probably didn't say that, Ernest. But you know, it's like, hey, I mean, good with Brad from accounting. Who knows? I could be sitting right next door to him. He probably just say Ern, you know, if you...
1, 2, 3, 4, that's what point.
Hey, listen, here's what I would do. I would say, listen, how about I sleep with you anyway, and we'll just forego the promotion. That way we can both have some fun, and this work thing ain't got to be awkward. How about that? How about you come over and get a big slice of Big Ern?
That's the Ernest I know.
That being in damn theaters, giving it up to all
I mean,
the dudes in the theater.
Hey, Brad. Hey, Brad, when you're done crunching numbers, why don't you come up to the barn and let me crunch your hole for a while, and let's just not worry about stop the promotion.
You escape.
Crouch
that's what it
munch
is.
On your crotch for a while. Let's just do that for fun. Forget the promotion.
Oh, okay, I'm starting to get nauseated. Okay, all right, we're going to take a break. All right, Thursday. Ooh,
no,
God.
No,
I'm getting lightheaded.
Well, why don't we not take a break? Why don't we not?
Well, you know what we are. How about that? I got to get my thoughts together. Oh, yo, you're so nasty. You like this kind of stuff, don't you? That's why your phone.
Really? Who wants a break? Right in the middle of something.
Jay Ryle, when we talk for 3 hours
break,
on the phone, this is the conversation. When we talk for 3 hours, that's what Momo B and I talk about. Is
oh, trust me,
Ernest,
dog.
That's what we
I know that. Hello.
Hours.
I know it is.
Oh,
damn,
I should start recording those phone calls. I could have another whole show on ERN if I just record those phone calls.
When her teeth finally fall out of her damn mouth, boy, them damn things have been used and abused. The hair with teeth. We taking a break. The hair with y'all. We'll be right back after this.
Too many fathers are AWOL. Missing from too many lives and too many homes. They've abandoned their responsibilities. We need families to raise our children. We need fathers to recognize their responsibility doesn't just end at conception. That doesn't just make you a father. What makes you a man is not the ability to have a child. Any fool can have a child.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
It's not acceptable to call me a nigger.
It's not acceptable to call me a spick.
To call me a chink.
To call me a fag.
It's not acceptable to call me a kike.
It is not acceptable to call me a retard or call yourself or your friends retarded when they do something foolish.
The R word is the same as every minority slur. Treat it that way and don't use it.
Spread the word to end the word.
When you're around, yeah, I can let my fro out when I'm with you, yeah. You challenge me in the lead, as well as enhance my creativity. That's why I'm giving my all to you.
launching a new day. Easy like a Sunday morning.
Leading to my Tuesday hard way.
Baby, should I let my throw out? Tell me.
You can comb your hair around me.
I wanna leave my throw out and not get my nails or my toes done. Is that alright with you?
Yes, it's alright with me.
Baby,
baby,
your life, nothing like a window.
Carrying me away.
When you mean it's bad. It's insulting. What if every time something was bad, everybody said, oh, that's so girl wearing a skirt as a top?
Oh, you are.
Those are cute jeans, though. When you say that's so gay, do you realize what you say? Knock it off.
The following is rated TV MALSV. It contains strong language, violence, and nudity. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
You gonna take me home tonight?
Say what?
Hey, what?
Say what?
Hey, what?
Say.
What?
What?
This is why I'm hot. This is why I'm hot. This is why. This is why. This is why I'm hot.
And you believe it, yo? The third and final set of the J. Rouse Show is here.
Point blank, it is what it is.
No, fellas, make it do what it do, yo.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Say hello to my little friend!
I thought I told you never to interrupt me while I'm working!
Weather!
is our calling number. 347-850-1272 is the calling number. Welcome back to the third and final set of the J. Rouse Show, sugar. Now it's time to tell you what's coming up here on the network. All Time Central starting tomorrow morning. We're back live. It's the serious side of the J. Rouse Show, 9 o'clock a.m. Me, Mr. Elias, Dr. Princess Aldea, and, of course, our main man, Jerome Esprit, our political strategist, talking some great stuff, folks. You've missed us for a week, but we're back live tomorrow morning right here on the TGRS Radio Network. Wednesday nights is Who's Wednesday. We're back 7:30 p.m. Me, Mr. Elias, Momo, BZ, and the Heezy. Dr. Princess Aldea, after Mr. Elias got that ass, boy, she's on time now. We're all coming to you live Wednesday night right here. Come on in and get it. The Listener Lounge is also happening on Wednesday nights. A great place to be, a fun place to be. Don't forget it, folks. It's every Wednesday right here on the network. Of course, Friday nights is Ladies First Radio. Montu LaDonis, Dr. Princess Aldea, and Rich Sissa has joined that famous crew over there. Tell you what, it's a great show. Tomorrow, last night, we apologized. Couldn't get it on the air because I was in transition coming back from Qatar, but they'll be back live Friday, so don't forget to listen. And, of course, every Saturday we're here doing the big show. Me, Mr. Elias, Dr. Oh, God, I keep saying her. Momo Beezy and the Heezy, my main man, Big Earn in the house, and, of course, Rich Sister when she's available. And Miss Terry is always joining us live, all the way live right here on the TGRS Radio Network, online radio at its best. Ernest, man, tell us about you and what's happening on ERN.
You can find out everything you need to know about Earnest Radio Network by heading to earnestradionetwork.com. We are on 5 nights a week. All of our shows are at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central, except Saturday when we're here with the best people in the business, Jay Ryle, Mr. Elias, Momo B, and the whole crew for Saturday edition. Now, Sunday at 8 o'clock, it's Jane Hoffman with Political Gravity. Covers everything in the field of politics and religion. Monday, we celebrate independent music one record at a time with Music Monday. That's 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central. On Tuesday, Jane is back with our inspirational program called Beaten Path. Find out how people changed history simply because of what they believed in and how you can do the same today. Thursday, it's my show, the Earnest Experience Radio Show at 8 p.m. Eastern. It's 2 hours of news, weather. We have our own listening lounge, opinion, everything else that you could ever want in a show. It's there. And we're off on Fridays as usual, but on Saturdays we're back at 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 Central with the TJRS Radio Network for the funniest show you will hear all week long. We guarantee it. And you can find out that. You can find our Twitter and our Facebook, our personal blogs, and everything else at earnestradionetwork.com. That's it, Big Daddy.
All right, and of course, friends and family on the show Monday through Friday from 10 to 12. On the J. King Network, it's the Kings in the Morning Show. J. King, a.k.a. Light Skin, Johnny Graham Cracker, Davis, Lenny Lynn, the Custom Preacher, and Robert Redwine. Brother, make you laugh. They also tackle some serious topics. Tune in every Monday through Friday from 10 to 12 on the J. King Network. And, of course, we're there on Wednesdays as well, 7:30, same time, same bat channel. And, of course, GOG, our boy, top right-hand corner, if you're listening from BTR Radio, type in GOG. You can find him right here on BTR Radio if you're listening on this format. And, of course, our girl Rich Sister, she has a show called Thoughts for Vision. Once again, top right-hand corner, if you're on BTR, type in Rich Sister or Thoughts for Vision. Pretty sure you can find a show. You'll get the show time and show dates. 347-850-1272 is our calling number, 347-850-1272. We're talking about, we're just picking up loose ends, folks. Now, if you're just tuning in or you're saying, what happened? We didn't know that there was a show tonight. Well, it's a show every Saturday, folks. Come on. Either we're live or we're in rewind mode, but something is going down. But unfortunately, because of my travels, was not able to get anything posted, but we're here live, live, all the way live. Don't even have to walk. Don't even have to do what, Momo B? Oh, gosh, she just dropped the ball. See how I handed that off to her?
She's filling up on her head.
No, I'm here. I just don't know what to say. I don't know what you're talking about.
Don't even have to walk. Don't even have to
drive.
Thank you, Mr. Elias. Thank you for having my back, Mr. Elias. You own it.
I always
got your back.
You own it. See how I get on that. That's what you're supposed to do. But anyway, so we're talking about this. Listen, I got to read something that Bridget sent me. Bridget said, I slept with my boss a year ago. She said, oh, girl, must not be working that thing right. She said, because not only did I sleep with him, now he works for me. Go, girl.
Jay, you just mad because the first one you would have been able to sleep with, but the second one you wouldn't have been able to sleep with. That's all.
Let me get back to the barn, man.
Let me clear my throat. Let me clear my throat.
Giddy up.
Bridget, you a skeezer. See, Cindy's out for stay two-faced. She called it called Bridget a G. And they call some old dumbass hoe.
That's how you old G.
That's what they call her. That's what they said. They call her. They call her.
Like me sleeping with Jay to get on the marquee.
You know what you say? I know what you want, girl. You gonna get touched by an agent. That's all right, baby.
I don't want none of you.
Yes, you do. Everybody.
And as soon as I see that picture on Facebook, I know
you even want some chubby white boy. You want it all.
I want one.
I want. Come on, sing the song with me, girl. I want your love.
Yeah.
I want your love. Yeah, come on, sing it. I sing this one. Freak out. Ding 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 ding. The freak. Listen, come on, baby. Freak out.
Freak.
Yeah, I had my mouth open, Ernest. I had my mouth open when you did that. 3-1-7-8-5-0-1-2-7-2.
Oh, my God.
Uh-oh, we got a fish bite. All right, listen, folks. The QLD, the question of the day, we're talking about, we're just picking up loose ends because we don't have anything posted. So we're just picking up loose ends. We're talking about right now a situation where a young lady says she slept with her boss because she thought it was going to lead to a promotion a year and a half later. Her ass is still in the damn cafeteria flipping burgers.
Secretary
is actually
fool.
Wondering
you know why. Stella,
and then waiting a whole year later.
I'm still waiting. Oh, they cold. Hey, I have to make an announcement. For all you ladies on tag that be sending me requests and stuff, don't send me requests if you got tattoos all over your tatas. That's not sexy.
Tattoos on my tatas.
What about the gentleman with tattoos?
But that's for you, Ernest. You can answer that question for your damn self. Okay? You can answer that one your damn
self.
No,
ain't nobody sending me nothing on tag, son. You got gentlemen sending you messages. I'm just following up.
Hey, man, that was one time. That was one time, and we forgot about that, but you keep bringing up Captain.
That's all it takes to be on the DL, brother. That's all it takes to be on the DL is one time.
Hey, Michelle, I heard what you said. You kissed my ass.
One time we know about.
Yeah, kiss my ass. All right, 317-851-1272 is the calling number. 317-850-1272, Michelle.
Yes.
Who do we have in the line, dog?
Man, we got our favorite, one of our favorite listeners, Rich Sister.
Oh, you said one of our favorite listeners. I thought Mariana was your favorite. Yeah, that's what I thought too, old gold digger. What's up, Rich Sister?
Hi, how's everybody doing? Just calling for a quick minute.
Uh-oh, you're calling for a quick minute. Why is that?
I'm just on the travel, but I just wanted to just chime in and say hi to everyone.
You want to ask your question?
Hi.
Where are you traveling to, Rich Sister?
Yeah, where are you going?
I'm coming from Orange County, working out there.
Are you going to see St. Clinton? Is that where you're going?
I can't.
She went to see St. Clinton. I heard about that.
St. Clinton's
I heard about the little love
too.
Connection y'all had going
on.
Man,
praising and yelling for Jesus all weekend. That's all I know.
Rich Sister was talking about something. I'll be in contact with you. Yeah. Rich Sister talking about something. Hey. I want a Dickie New sandwich. I want a Dickie New sandwich.
Stop it. Stop. You are so tacky when you say that.
All right, Rich Sister. So where are you going, Rich Sister?
Well, I'm coming from where? For the week. Trinity Broadcast Network.
Las Vegas.
No.
That's a church? Trinity Broadcasting Network. You know, the network.
Oh, TBN. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
TBN, sure.
I was working out there.
Oh, really?
Wait.
You were working at TBN?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. For the it was Praise-a-thon this week, so I was working out there for the week.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
See? Always doing the right thing by Jesus. Always doing the right thing by Jesus.
Is the praises on still on, with sisters?
I don't know why you asking.
Yeah.
What you want to know, folks?
I'm not, going to hell like you.
Yes, you are. Oh, please.
No, I'm not.
Your room is already damn reserved.
No.
Oh,
yes, but it's still on till tomorrow.
Okay.
Hello? Oh, okay.
Why? What you going to do? You going to look at it? You going to call in? What you doing? You got vertigo? What you doing? Why you want to know?
You know what? Don't worry about it. I ain't trying to see
you. Yes, you are. Go and say it. I ain't trying to see you. Yes, you are. Yes,
look,
you are. I'm going to tell you.
I might have did a lot of stuff, but I've never slept my way to the top. So, because I've always made it to
the
top with my
brain. That's obvious.
How about that?
That's obvious.
So, I just want to let you know that I do know God. I know him very well, and he knows me.
We all know God.
And that's all. And that's all I have to say.
Oh.
That's it.
So, what does that mean?
I don't think Miss Mary's sleeping with anybody, because if she was sleeping with someone, she wouldn't have ended up back in the ghetto. So, whatever she did, she
yeah.
Right.
That's why I asked back in the ghetto.
For your information,
you
Ernest, I came over to the ghetto to sleep with snow.
Are you still with Ernest? I mean, we're still with Ernest. We know. Oh, this broke ass still in the damn ghetto,
though.
Baby. Baby, come on back here with me. Here I come, Daddy. Here I come.
No, I don't like you. I don't like
the
area. No.
Hey, Rich sister, are you walking back to California? What the hell are you doing? Are you inside a car? Or are you walking on the side of the road?
Well,
I'm
walking down the 405. What the hell is all that noise?
Cars passing and honk. What the hell are you doing? She walking back. I remember that. Who was that called into the show that time? And we asked him something. She said, "Oh, I got a bus pass." I'm like, "What? What was it?" Just tell her, do you remember that, man?
Yeah.
What
I
was
did,
it?
Man.
I can't remember.
I
got a bus pass. You got a bus pass. What the hell are you talking? Oh man,
hey,
I can't
ain't
remember.
Ain't nothing wrong
with
having a bus pass.
Or it's not.
Nothing wrong with that.
What
you
got to
do to get by in life.
Go.
You do what you got to do, and that's respect.
I ride the bus. I
even if
you're
sleeping your way up to the top, apparently.
Well, you got to talk to Stella about that. Look here. I'm going to tell you something, ladies. Everybody that's listening that could be potential, you know, people that work for me, you ought to try it. It may work for you. You ought to try it. It may work for you. Yes.
Please.
I know.
Please.
Just be ready to throw up afterwards. He said he did say everybody that works for him, though, didn't he?
Hey, sister, we're gonna let you go. Sound like
Jay,
we don't want you to talk.
It has to be good. Jay, it has to be good when you sleep with somebody. Okay, that's the key.
Sister, we're gonna let you go, baby. We're gonna put you.
If it isn't the way, older than a Negro.
We're gonna put you. We're gonna put you on mute, sister. Okay. All right, we're gonna put you on mute.
She's trying to say goodbye. She's trying to say goodbye.
Well, she was. Just cut the damn mic off. All right, Rich sister, we'll let you go. We don't want you walking and talking and walk out in front of a damn bus. So what was she saying? Oh, she gone. Yeah, woo.
Well, you know, she's on prepaid, too, so she ain't going to hang around long. She's on prepaid.
Oh, okay. All right, well, anyway. All right, look. All right,
she ain't hanging around
long. All right, 3-4. Okay, wait, what am I? 347-850-1217.
Okay,
call it. Okay,
I got
it. All right, listen. All right, got another question for you. Yeah, I love it. All right, first of all, let me ask this question first. She's listening live. Can I say your name?
Oh, Lord.
Oh, it's another heifer doing some stupid stuff. I can see it now.
Oh, my goodness. They calling y'all names. You know what? They just ignorant like that. Don't worry about them, baby. Don't worry about them.
Like, what is it like?
Okay.
I'm
waiting for her to respond, Miss Terry. I'm not like you. I don't like to put people on front street.
You can read the question and then give the name later. We don't really care. We don't know them. Really? Read it.
Hey, don't be calling out people
stupid.
What's wrong with
y'all? I'm a heifer anyway. I don't care what her name is.
What is wrong with y'all? Y'all act like,
what is
you know
what?
Let me tell you something. Our listenership is going to drop. Y'all don't call them stupid heifers and dumb hoes. That's what you have done today.
Well, if they weren't acting like stupid heifers and dumb hoes, we wouldn't have to call them that. Now,
you know what? Ernest really don't belong over here.
Let me do it one of these. I
know.
So, hey.
Oh, that's man. Yeah. Okay, so her name is Thick and Sexy, which that's probably not your birth certificate name, but we'll use it anyway. Oh, you like that, huh? That's your nickname.
Not,
you stole Miss Terry.
It's not
you
her
have to come up with
name.
Another one. That's Miss Terry's nickname, Thick and Sexy. You got to come up with another one.
That's not her government name. Go ahead.
Yeah, I know. But that's Miss Terry. And Miss Terry's like, oh, snap. She took my name. I got to change my name when I go into the damn chat.
I know. People in the ghetto with that name. Go ahead, girl.
I know. It's not like it's original. Anyway, All right, look. She said that she wants to marry this man. He hasn't popped the question yet. So should she ask him, and how would that make, how does that make her look, a female asking
a man
to marry?
No, don't ask him.
Don't do it.
He looks stupid.
Don't do it. Don't do
I'm
it.
I'm not going to be able to do it. Can we do it? Can you do it? No, don't do it, boo.
Don't
he,
do it. Okay, that's one. Don't do
like
it. What about you, Miss Terry?
No. It evidently
must be good. He's talking about where he didn't ask you, so I'm going to ask.
You always
got
to throw it that way.
No,
why you
no.
always got to go there? Ain't nobody talking about nothing being good. You always got to take it there.
Because
always.
You don't have a lot to do with a lot.
Yes.
I know it does, Joe.
It sure does.
It's got a lot to do with a lot.
A lot to do with a lot.
You're going to ask him, and he's going to say what? No, I'm sorry.
Because if your dicky do it, then I can't be wrong with you.
He needs to ask her. And maybe he's not ready to get married yet.
Yes.
Maybe you need to have a conversation with him.
Like you're Oprah for
a
damn body.
That's a Miss Phil answer.
Please.
Y'all knew what some answer. No, maybe he's
you
just not ready, girlfriend.
You want for dinner? I'm going to ask you to marry me? Oh, my
no.
Lord.
Oh, well, we know that ain't going to happen.
She's
going to
be buying the ring. What's she going to do next?
Wait a minute. So what's
her parents are going to pay for the wedding?
Oh my God! Why can't she? If she really loves this man, why can't she ask this man? Y'all are some damn hypocrites.
No,
hypocrites.
If she wants to, you go ahead, sister. Go ahead.
Oh, why? What's wrong with that? What's wrong with it?
Be surprised if he say no.
Be surprised about what?
No, the thing is, when he say no, I'm not ready. She can catch the attitude. That's my thing. You can catch the attitude. If he was ready, he would ask you, boo. He would ask you. He ain't ready. You want to ask him and then get mad because he say, no. Then you get mad and not give him sex for 8 weeks.
Oh, she ghetto.
Cheat on you.
That's a ghetto answer, just by the way. I just want to let you know that is a ghetto answer. Coming from the ghetto heaven. I want to let you know that, girl. You may not want to take her answers because her answers is ghetto as hell.
My answer is
don't ask
real.
Nothing. And when you ask,
yeah,
you better have a damn, better have something in your hand if you have to.
Real talk. Don't be asking no nigga no question. Because you want to marry me? No, I do not. Then you're going to be mad.
You're going to be like her, too, by your damn self, drinking and calling fat gay people on the weekends. That's what you're going to be doing. All right, look.
Better than calling some fat black bastard down in Texas sweating his balls off.
Hey, man, look at man. Hey, man, what's wrong with you?
Making his own underwear gravy. What you think is worse?
Shut up. I can't stand y'all. All right, we're taking a break. We'll be right back after this.
You are listening to the TJR Radio Network.
Look around you. 1 in 4 kids in the U.S. faces hunger. It's not always easy to see the signs, but in this land of plenty, there are kids that don't know where they will get their next meal. Join Share Our Strength in Food Network and take the pledge to end childhood hunger here in America by 2015. Learn how at nokidhungry.org.
WWE Superstar Big Show here to tell you if you've been drinking, get a ride, take a cab, find another safe way to get home. Cops all across the country are cracking down on drunk driving. They will see you before you see them. Drive sober or get pulled over.
Travels keep me away.
Is wrong, bitch. Show me the money.
Say what again? Say what again? I dare you. I double dare you.
Show me the money.
It is Saturday.
Damn right it is Saturday. Welcome back. 347-850-1202 is the calling number. 347-850-1272. J. Ryle Show. As we begin that final descent, hanging out with the very best in the biz, my boy, Mr. L.A.S. What's up, boy? Okay, said, but alrighty, back at you. Yeah, okay, okay. Mama B's it out. What's up, Mama?
Chilling with my get fresh crew.
All the way to heaven.
Oh,
Miss Terry, what's happening?
What the fuck to do?
Uh-oh, that's
hey.
It. Oh, no, hell no, hit her. That's it. No, no, uh-oh, no. I got the board this time, you old foul mouth. I got the board this time, you old foul. Get your ass out
gotta
of
go,
here.
Gotta go,
gotta go. I got
this
time. This
person has been muted.
Hey, I got the board this
what's
damn
she
time.
She, what she said?
She used a major infraction. She used the F word.
No.
Oh, did she?
That's nothing.
Yeah, you tried to hit you in your eye, too. Hello, Miss Terry. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing, Hang Low?
Hang Low. Is it Hang Low or Hang Low? Okay, whatever. All right, Big E's out. What's up, Big E?
Oh, Ernest is in the bathroom. This is Regina. Hello?
This is who?
Ernest is in the bathroom. My name is Regina.
Hey, what you mean, Regina?
Now,
you mean,
excuse me, how you doing?
What you mean,
doing?
Regina?
I'm back.
What you mean, Regina?
I don't know.
If it's at Ernest's house, you mean Ralph, don't you? Jesus Christ. All right, anyway. This is Ralph. Ernest is in the bathroom. Hey. She snapped up. All right, look.
Hey.
Look, I didn't say she was naked. I just said, you know.
Okay.
I
mean,
they got to be sexual with you. You know, people that talk about it all the time usually don't get it. So I feel sorry for you now.
Yeah, whatever. Hey, want to say hello to a new advertiser starting next Saturday, Freddie Kia, located in Houston, South Houston. Will be broadcasting with us. We'll be doing live chatting, live talk on, what is the commercial? It's mentions on the air, live mentions on the air. Going to be talking to a couple of guys out there. Appreciate you guys coming on. Appreciate your business.
Oh,
and welcome to the TGR's Radio Network family. So that will be next Saturday. Freddie Kia, South Houston, to be advertising with the J. Ryle Show. 347-850-1272 is the calling number to QD. The question of the day we're talking about, just questions. Because we didn't have anything posted, and so, you know, I just pulled out some questions from back in the day, and so some people are responding, and it's been funny as hell. Because I tell you, you learn something new about people every day. You learn something new about some of these jokers every day when they start bringing this mess up here. Lord have mercy, Jesus. And we done found out that, what's wrong with you, Michelle? Is you all right?
I'm good, man.
Jokers are, you know, somebody do that. I mean,
a lot of people around here, man. Ooh.
What'd you say?
I learned a lot of new stuff about people around here, man.
Hey, man, they raw, bro. They raw, man. This is who you share the stage with every week.
Listen,
every week.
You're only raw if you're not using the right lube. That's all you need to know.
There it is. And there is Mr. Captain Deep Doodle D, or whatever his name is. There he is again.
Hey, ain't no doo-doo around here. Hey, listen, that's clean. Ain't no doo-doo around here. Sandwich out of that thing. I ain't even worried about it. Go ahead.
Gosh. Oh, man. All right, real quick, we have one more. Let's see. We got about 10 minutes. 10 minutes. Well,
okay.
No, we'll have. We have a few minutes to knock this one around. If we don't finish it up before the break, we'll definitely tackle it. And before we go, here's one. And I think we've asked this question before because we had a friend that went into this situation. But here's the question. This female has an adopted kid, and she wants to know, should she tell this kid, at what age should she tell this kid that they're adopted? So I guess this is a halfway serious question. Sweetheart, we have answered this before. But, hey, maybe you weren't listening back then. So, Mr. Elliott, here real quick, man, before we go to this last breakdown, I mean, when should she tell this kid?
I say when he's a teenager, man, when he becomes 13. I think he's handled at 13. Yeah, I do.
Oh, my God. 13, okay, all right.
That's what
Mr.
Elliott found out.
Miss Terry, what age should she tell?
As soon as the child, because I was adopted, and my parents told me when I was, like, 13, 14, and I tripped out. And I tripped out. So
yes,
you really need to tell them. Yeah, because I was just like, everybody done lied to me. Y'all
yes.
ain't my
yep.
family. I
exactly.
don't know y'all.
That's
I got to listen
that's
no
old.
More. And all kinds
yes.
of I acted really up. So, yeah, you really
yeah,
need
but
to
that's
tell
you,
them.
Though.
And, well, no,
yeah, sure.
listen, you really
no.
need to tell them, and you really need to make sure that you can
mm-hmm.
in some way get in touch with their family, like if you have any information, because they're going to ask
that's
you
good,
for a lot of
that's
information.
Good. That's a
yeah.
good idea. By the way, she's saying her daughter's 5. Okay. All right, so you're saying as soon as possible. What about you, Momo B? And again, let me preface this by saying Momo B has kicked her son out the house. We don't know where his ass is. So think about the source when you get this answer. Yes, Momo B, yes.
He's down with the mission with Princess Odelia.
I did not. All I want to say is you should tell them as soon as possible. The earliest, I believe 13, that's too old. They're already bonded with you. They already think they think what they think at that age. Tell them while they're young. I would tell them when they don't know nothing. I'm like, oh, yeah, you adopted. Every day, you adopted. Here's your mama. Adopted.
You stupid. Oh, my God.
Like, for real, you did not You did not come for me. Like, it's harder when they get older. It's so much harder. So much difficult. When they're younger, it's just like, here's how you tie your shoes. The rabbit ears, boom, boom, boom. You're not mine. I would do it all in that sentence. Like, there you go. For real, when you do it when you're young, it's so much easier because when they start asking questions, why? You know how little kids, why, mom? Why? You're not mine.
She'll be ruined for life. Thank you, Mama B, for that crazy ghetto-ass answer. Thank you.
The first thing that I noticed is that I didn't look like anybody. So I started going around the family going, look at these pictures, like, I don't look like nobody. I've never before they told me.
If you was mine, that would have been all good.
Okay,
fine. All right, Ernest, give me an answer real quick, man.
You're
running out of time. Yes, Ernest.
I think I kind of agree with both of them. I think that it's if you do tell them, it needs to be age appropriate. It needs to be a natural conversation. But if the child is young enough, you should just make it part of their vocabulary. You know, Rosie O'Donnell, the comedian Rosie O'Donnell, has four adopted children. All of her children know that they're adopted. They've always known that. I mean, there's a great way to tell them other than Momo B's way to say, hey, you know, somebody else couldn't take care of you, but we could, and you were meant to come to us, you know, to, you know, do it in a loving way or whatever. And Rosie's rule is that they know they're adopted, but they are not allowed to look for their birth parents until they turn 18. Once they're an adult and if they choose to take that path at that point, they can. So if you haven't told them by five, you can start integrating it a little bit into the conversation over time, planting the seed. Don't just drop everything at once.
Okay.
Plant the seed. Let it grow. You know, if you wait later, then, you know, it might be well, it might not.
People concern themselves with stuff that's never going to affect their lives. You know what I mean? Same-sex marriages, I got bigger things to worry about than a same-sex marriage. I got to worry about an arranged marriage. You know, be out of control when they got same-sex arranged marriages. That's when they're going to be out of control. You know what I mean? Indian family realizes their son's gay when he's young, you know? We must find him a nice boy. Someone from a good family and a big closet. Arranged marriage is a big problem in my community, man. You know what I mean? It's not so much a problem. It's a problem if you want it to be a problem. I mean, it's a problem for me. You know what I mean? My parents tried that on me last year. They came up to me. They're like, my mom goes, Rasta, you're getting older now. And you're not married. What if I bring some nice girls home for you? I go, I bring nice girls home all the time. I just leave in the morning. That's a nice girl right there. It's like, no, I will pick some girls and you can choose the one you like. Like, are you out of your mind, man? My mom wanted to pick my wife. I wouldn't let my mom pick my clothes. Imagine my mom walking in with this girl. I know she's a little big now, but you'll grow into her. Big deal in the Indian community if you're not married, man. I'm not married. I'm not really big on this whole marriage thing, you know? I love women too much to get married. You know what I mean? Because if you love women and you get married, then you just love woman. I don't know if I'm ready to do that yet, you know? I'm scared of getting that disease, too. You know that disease when you get married? One-gina? I don't want to get stuck with one-gina for the rest of my life, you know?
Sir, have you seen this girl?
Hello, friends. I'm Jay, the host of The Jay Rouse Show and the serious side of The Jay Rouse Show. And it's time for another edition of Have You Seen Me?, where we put the spotlight on missing children of color. Tonight we are going to Canton, Georgia. And we're looking for a young lady by the name of Deborah Lee Crawford. She's an African-American woman. She's medium complexion. She weighs 165 pounds. Her hair is black. It's shoulder length long. Color of her eyes are brown, and she wears no contacts or glasses. She was last seen at a Kmart located at 1750 Marietta Highway at 4 p.m. on August 19, 2013 in Canton, Georgia. She was dropped off by a friend and picked up by a male by the name of Travis. She has tattoos. She has one across her chest that says Brent's Playground. Pictures of praying hands on her right forearm. She was last seen wearing blue jeans, a green shirt with a green M&M and a frog. The family has advised that Crawford has several mental disorders, including depression. Anyone with information on the whereabouts of this young lady are asked to call the Canton Police Department at 770-720-4883. Once again, that number is 770-720-4883. Attention, Detective R.V. Campbell. We pray for the safe return of this young lady, and we ask that you keep her family in your prayers. If you'd like for someone to be featured on Have You Seen Me, all you have to do is get in contact with the show. You can call us now if you're listening to this live at 347-850-1272. We'll take the information there. Or if you're listening to this via Rewind or Archives, contact the show via email, thejryleshowatlive.com. That's thejrilshowatlive.com. Or go to our Facebook page, the TGRS Radio Network. Leave the information there. You can direct message me there as well. We pray for the safe return of all missing people, regardless of color. And I'm Jay, and I'll talk to you next time on Have You Seen Me, where we focus our attention on missing people of color. Take care.
Somewhere in America, a mother is crying.
A family is torn.
A child is lost,
missing, or even abducted.
We need your help.
Contact your local police station for a listing of missing children in your area or log on to www.missingkids.com
to obtain further information regarding missing children in your local community.
There's the next face you see.
Maybe a child that will need your help.
Help support America's missing.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Now it's time to say goodbye to all our company.
Maybe I should say something nice and wrap it up.
All right, folks, you know what that means. We have to wrap it up. This is where we kind of tie up loose ends. First of all, Miss Terry, the Have You Seen Me segment, have they found that young lady?
No, they haven't found her.
Okay, all right. Just want to every now and then give people updates on what's going on and, you know, try to replay some of these because it's important for us to continue to put the word out there about people who are missing, especially people missing of color. So now, here's something that someone posted, and I wish we had time to talk about it, Ms. Elias, but I think maybe we should make it a whole show topic for Wednesday. And the question is, at what age is it more about companionship than sex as far as a relationship? I think that's a damn good question.
Wow. That is a good question.
How old
that
are you?
That is a very good question.
The person who asked the question is 56.
Yeah, well, you're too old to get it out. If you can't get it out,
well, okay, see, once again, okay, we'll talk about this.
Bruh.
So that's it. Mama, so come
B,
in,
there's all
we'll talk about
stuff
that
out there to help with that. So that don't even, you got senior citizens in home and homes catching AIDS and all kind of stuff, so that doesn't count.
But
no
Jerry
more.
Said they be in there humping. Humping for Jamaica.
Listen, I have that friend Becca who dressed up at the Halloween party. She works at an old folks home, and she has caught so many old couples in like three ways and 69 and all kinds of the old people still doing it. I'm not getting any lucky, but I'm telling you, she has a story all the time about that stuff.
Yes, I can.
That
you know, Momo G will be on a walker with those little tennis balls on the bottom of it, still getting some ass.
One minute left.
Hey, walking around with a damn nightgown hiked up. It's open for business. Anybody want some? It's open for business. It's open for
hair
business.
Hanging
all
off.
Got
half her weave hanging on
the
walker.
No, I'm not
going to
even
see
nothing.
That's going to be me.
I know it's going to be you.
It's already you, Miss Terry. It's already you.
Well, I know you can't. And okay, here's the deal, Miss 56-year-old. Don't listen to none of her answers because she's going to be nice and high when it's showtime. She's going to be talking crazy. So don't listen to nothing she has to say. And Miss Terry, somebody said, yeah, I got tattoos. Hey, Miss Terry, we like that heart tattoo. That used to be a straight line. You wrinkled the edge of your head and got all wrinkled tattoos and fell all over the damn place.
That's right. Don't worry about it.
I like
just
that
take
tattoo
that blue,
on your belly. It
that,
used to be on
just
my
take
neck.
Take that blue pill in here and you'll be fine.
It used to be on my neck.
That will conclude this evening's entertainment.
Maybe I should say something nice and wrap it up. You know what time it is. Ever hear somebody say we can do this the easy way or we can do it the hard way?
Now we can do this the easy way or the hard way. The choice is yours.
Sorry, I just don't get it.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
All right, folks, once again, a great show. I'm glad to be back in the States, and maybe on Wednesday I'll tell you a little bit about my trip. I also want to say what's up
that.
Again to our brand-new sponsor, Freddie Kia. Can't wait to talk to the brothers next Saturday right here on the J. Ryle Show. But it's time for our final thoughts.
1-1-7-1-1 Gulf Highway in Houston, Texas.
Yeah, that's right. South Houston, actually. It's time for our final thoughts, and Miss Terry, ladies, our first final thoughts.
My final thought is that this has been a great show. It has been fun. And shit.
Okay, I'll boot your mic off. Thank you. Boot your mic off. All right, thank you very much. Chance out of here. Thank you very much. All right.
I love her.
Yeah, well, she called me off guard that time. But I'm ready for your ass. All right, Mama B, final thought.
You see, now you're from your spot.
To me?
I love you, Miss Terry. I really do. But my thought is, love to my brother, baby. And you love my grandmother.
Oh, y'all. Your mic's gone too. Okay, bye. All right, Ernest, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to hit you fast and furious. All right, final thoughts, Ernest.
Don't you tempt me with a good time, big man. Listen, I have two final thoughts here, a couple things real quick. First of all, there's an estimated possible 10,000 people that might have been killed in the Philippines because of the hurricane. So let's pray for those dear people, and if they start collecting money, then at least just send $5 because every little bit helps. Hopefully it won't be quite that much. I have a final quote from St. Francis of Sales. It says, "My past no longer concerns me. It belongs to divine mercy. My future does not yet concern me. It belongs to divine providence. What concerns me and what challenges me is today, which belongs to God's grace and to the devotion of my heart and my goodwill." So we will see you tomorrow. And shit, goddamn.
Okay, book your guard too. All right, thank you very much. All right, Miss Elias. He's passing the long state line. Hey, man, don't laugh at them, man. It's just me and you love.
All right,
don't laugh
man.
At them.
Hey, look, man, I went to the doctor last week, man. Got a favorable report.
Yes.
My levels are down, man. My weight is down. I'm down 23 pounds since last night. So hey,
wow.
I attribute that to going to the gym. And while I'm at the gym, I like looking at booty.
Oh.
Booty's more important than breathing. It's more important than water. I tell you, like, let me tell you something. I like it and I want it. Now we can do this the easy way or the hard way. The choice is yours.
Yes, and I want to double down on what Ernest said about the Philippines. I mean, God, I mean, that's just a horrible scene.
Yes,
and
is,
we pray for everyone who was affected by that. And, you know, and I'm glad to be back. I have to say this, and I'll say this, and I mean this with all sincerity. You guys are the absolute best in the world. And, you know, I tell you what, I was over there, and I wanted to prove something. I wanted just to see how much they understood our culture, Mr. Elliott. So I pulled up one of the shows, and I gave it to this, you know, this fan, this, you know, I'm not going to call him a name, but one of those guys, right? And he was, so he listened, and he actually was laughing. And so I thought, wow, comedy is transparent, baby. No matter where you are, what's funny is funny. And I wish we could have other colleagues. If you guys are just tuning in and wondering why it's just me and Mr. Elias, those other three heifers and heifette is in timeout because they got filthy, nasty-ass mouths, and all of them in timeout. Miss Terry, she done brought that ghetto-ass attitude to the show, and then Momo built her ghetto-ass. You know she going to jump in and earn his monkey see, monkey do, Captain Dookie Doo-Doo. So you sit your ass over there at Ernest Nation with your Dookie Doo and Dookie Doo-Doo-Doo. All right, so listen, folks. We enjoyed you guys. Don't forget now, tune in tomorrow to Serious Side, J. Ryle Show. Also want to say once again, what's up to Freddie Kia Motors. We are happy to have you on board. Can't wait to talk to you guys next week. So, Mr. Elias, man, there's nothing else really to do. I wish I could bring them back, man, but they don't punch me, man. When they don't punch me, you got to stick to your guns.
Yeah.
You know,
you got to stick to your guns, David. You got to.
Yeah,
I agree wholeheartedly, man. Hey, yeah. You know, we're trying to keep a clean radio show here, man. Let's keep it clean, man.
Thank you, Mr. Elias. All right, hold up, Mr. Elias. Do you want to tell them this in person, man? I can let them back in if you really want to get in their ass.
No, I don't want to tell. Because they can hear me right now because they're still listening. So.
Well, you know, but Momo in the damn chat room cussing.
Well, let her cuss in the chat room.
Look at her. She cussing in the chat room. Boy, I tell you what. She cussing in the chat room. She cussing in the chat room.
What
is she saying? Hold on. Let me Mariana sent me, said she's a Momo Beast cousin in the chat room. What is she saying, Mariana?
She's saying F clean. Bring us back.
What is that?
FNB.
Something's wrong with them. Why do I love these people so much? They are out of control, man. What is wrong with them? And Mariana talking about, so that's my girl. Mariana, you can go to hell, too. What'd you laugh? What else? Is she still cussing?
Yeah, of course she is, man. You said, I love you. Love, love, love. Come on, unmute so we can laugh about it. No, we're not going
to
unmute, Sharon.
What the hell with them, Mr. Elliott? You should have thought about that when you was saying all them nasty-ass words. Somebody we all going to. Who said that?
I understand. Come on, unmute us so we can laugh about it. No, y'all can go to hell. How about that?
Can we shut the show down, man? Can we shut the show down, Mr. Elliott?
Let's shut it down, man. Let's shut it down.
All right, the man said you shut it down. Hey, y'all on punishment. Next time, y'all will be using that filthy-ass language. All right, so for Momo B, for Ernest, for Miss Terry, Miss Elias, we love you guys. I'm glad to be back. We'll see you Wednesday. Take care. Peace.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.